it's done up front. If we're able to get through that first wave, should get some big yards if we catch them in that defense. But offensively, they're a good football team. Throw the ball well. They have some tricky patterns for you. Then they run their power run game. They'll run a lot of kickouts. Biggest question is going to be, you know, how do we handle their running backs? We've got some little bit of burst to them. Their quarterback's kind of a runner thrower, so we got to keep him contained. Hopefully a little better than we did the Lexington quarterback last week. And then they got some mismatches out there. They've got Van Apren kid, and is it Rainmaker or something like that? Another good, real good receiver. He's got some height on him. So we got to be sound in our play action keys because they like to throw the play action pass over the middle. Van Apren or Rainmaker, and so we got to be disciplined. They're a good football team. You know, from what we've been seeing and what we've been playing, they can certainly move the ball if we're not where we need to be.
Talking about their quarterback, Dakota Falk, his name, he's thrown for about 1,000 yards. He's rushed for about 225. Just talk about him, what you've seen from him.
Yeah, he's a typical Jason Hale system, you know. They're going to spread you out. They're going to throw it. They spread you out for you know, two reasons, to throw it and then to run it as well. So, really, to be honest with you, we'd rather have him throwing it. I think throwing a football goes into our strength a little bit. You know, we're going to be minus a player in Graham Schneider with an injury that he got at Lexington, but I still feel very confident with Will and Tyce Mathias back there and Anthony Julian and Tyler, and then, you know, Brendan Meekey or Brady Meekey if we need him in there as well. The real big concern I have is shutting down their power run game. Seems like if they get that roll, and then they're going to keep you off balance. If we can get them one-dimensional, then we can kind of zero in a little bit there. But he's a good enough runner too to make you hurt if you don't stay in your quadrants. We had a couple of breakdowns with that last Friday night. It's been a couple of weeks since we've seen a throwing quarterback, and especially a pocket type throwing quarterback. You know, we've been seeing a lot of sprint out type things that but when they get in that pocket, if you're not sound in the middle where you need to be, and if your defensive ends are taking chances inside and they pop out outside, there's a lot of grass there if we're not being disciplined. So we got to do that.
An offense too that's going to show you a lot of different formations and sets tonight.
Yeah, you'll see two backs traditional under center pro. You'll see two backs, shotgun, veer, crossbuck. You'll see one back where they're going to run some midline out of the one back. It's not exactly the Nebraska zone read, but it's very similar to it. And you'll see one back spread out wide, trips, and then you'll see some empty. So basically, if you can dream it, you're going to see it. You know, if you've seen it in high school football, you're going to see it. Plus, short yardage, here comes Power Eye. So he's going to give you everything. So you got to be ready for it all.
It's made preparation a little tougher this week defensively?
Well, it would in week one. Mike, it would probably week one, week two. But we've seen so much of this that our kids are, you know, they don't know what they need to do to adjust. The thing that really it boils down to is he's trying to find mismatches and how we adjust our personnel to keep him away from his mismatches as much as possible. So at the game, you'll see Matt Karloff bounce around a lot just because we want to keep him on sides where they're more dominant in what they want to do with that formation. And then there's times where we can't, you know, we're going to have to live with it. And just because of what he does in his formation and what we do defensively, we're going to have to live with some of that. But you'll see Van Apren and I hope I'm saying his name right, Rainmaker. You'll see them on the same side in doubles. And they like to go to 85, and I don't know 23's name. 85's Rainmaker, but 23 is a good receiver too. And they'll keep them on the two different sides, so they'll be on different sides. So, you got to be sound a little bit in what you're doing.
Yeah, you mentioned you're on the defensive side of the ball. They put seven guys on the line of scrimmage. It causes you some problems with blocking schemes and things?
Well, it may cause you – yeah, in a sense, yeah. And they're going to make you man on. Obviously, if there's a kid up there that is a mismatch situation, it's going to cause us some problems. But then again, if he gets up the field and we don't feel like blocking him and we can make the right read, we're going to have a fullback going right down the middle. So we may not block the guy. Who knows? it just depends on what's going on and what we see. And so we have those options. And that's one of the reasons why, you and I have talked off the radio before, why I like the mesh so much. If we've got a mismatch problem and that kid's not very disciplined, then we're going to read him. And I have no problem with our fullback running right down the middle of the football field if that's what they want to do and they're not going to be disciplined. So we'll see if we can get away with that.
So trying to make Holtridge a one-dimensional, trying to get him to throw the football. And yeah. For you guys offensively, just continue to do your thing.
Yeah, keep the running game going. That's the thing. Keep the running game going. Make it enough a threat that they've got to start getting some guys in the box. And then take advantage of some play actions or take some advantages of some one-on-one mismatches or one-on-one matchups. Will, last week, it was a simple hitch that he caught, and the corner missed, and he ran it for like 40 yards. So you're going to get some one-on-one matchups if they're going to keep a bunch of guys in the box. And we got to protect. That's the thing. We got to keep that protection going so we can throw the football. Give our quarterback time to find the opening guy and then play action over their head. And really that's what our offense boils down to, having a legitimate enough running threat to where your focus becomes the run, and when it becomes the run, we're going to throw it over your head. And hopefully that's what we're able to do.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Greg Rebarger, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Holdridge tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The Locker Room Show has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. For construction, concrete, drywall, carpentry, siding, and roofing, contact Bill Hamburger Remodeling at 402-469-8551 or see him online at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. Play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way, Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Tonight, we close a chapter on the 2012 high school football season that, for some, completes the journey.
A lot of them will be strapping on their pads for the last time in their lives come this Friday. And you always remember your last game. Anybody that's ever played football that really cares about football remembers their last football game ever played. So it's big for them.
But for others, the road that lies ahead, what we waited for.
Probably some pretty big butterflies in those individual stomachs. They haven't been here since 2000, and this is a big-time show. At the 40, 30, 20. All of this tonight down to this fourth down call.
10, touchdown, St. Cecilia again, lightning by the ground.
It's game day on 1230 KHAS. The Hastings High Tigers wrap up their season tonight, riding into Holdridge with a little mo on their side. They picked up the second win of the season last week against the Lexington Minutemen. Their opponents also 2-6, the Holdridge Dusters. Pride is on the line, and we are on the air. It's the Hastings High Tigers, the Holdridge Dusters, on 1230 KHAS. Let's get you out to the Cornhusker Power broadcast booth with the broadcast team of Mike Will and Eric Medeiros.
Ed, good evening. Welcome to high school football tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at Kiefer Field in Holdridge tonight. The Hastings High Tigers wrapping up their 2012 season here this evening against the Holdridge Dusters. Two teams that come in with a mark of 2 wins and 6 losses, so the playoffs are out of reach here for 2012. So both of these teams wrapping things up here tonight as they square off against each other in what should be a very competitive football game here tonight. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this evening. Jimmy Purcell has his weekend off. This is his NASCAR weekend at Kansas Motor Speedway. So we welcome in Eric Medeiros on the microphone here tonight. Eric, good matchup here tonight between Hastings High and Holdridge as both of these teams are wrapping up the seasons tonight.
And you're absolutely right, Mike. There's a lot on the line tonight for both these teams, even though the postseason is out of reach for both these squads. Both teams obviously want to send out their seniors on the highest note possible. And as Coach Rebarger alluded to there in the pregame, it's a game that these kids are going to remember for the rest of their lives. And it's also good to get a little momentum built for next season as well. So it should be an exciting ball game tonight.
Yeah, Hastings was able to pick up a win last week, so they can actually close out the season with a 2-game winning streak with a win here tonight. Hastings knocking off Lexington a week ago by a score of 25-20. That broke a 6-game losing streak for the Tigers. We had Hastings High on the road to open things up against Seward. Went into 3 overtimes in that ball game before knocking off the Jays 48-41. But since then, you had some good competition for the Tigers, but they dropped 6 in a row. Northwest, Alliance, Scotts Bluff, Beatrice, Gehring, and McCook all dropping games to those individuals and to those teams until they picked up the win last week against Lexington at 25-20. So Hastings High coming in, averaging about 18 points per ball game on offense. They give up 32 on the defensive side of the ball. Holdridge, a similar story. They've got 2 wins. They have beaten Sydney by a score of 23-18, and they picked up a 17-14 win over Lexington. They're coming off of a 40-0 loss to McCook last week, and their other losses have been to Gehring and the Scotts Bluff and Alliance and York and Seward before they see Hastings High here in the season finale tonight at Kiefer Field. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings High, a little bit banged up here tonight, but they'll go with Tyler Rebarger at quarterback, 6'1", 170 and a senior. Tyce Mathias will be your running back, 5'11", 159 and a senior. Tanner Johnson will get the start at the other running back for Rick Rebarger, 6'2", 175 and a junior. Michael Sad in that other running back position on the wing, 5'9", 145 and a senior. Tight end will be Joe Peterson tonight, 6'2", 170 and a junior. The wide receiver will be Will Reimer, 5'11", 160 and a senior. Across the front for Hastings tonight, you'll have Zach Cook at center, 6'2", 215 and a junior. Matt Karloff will be at left guard. We'll see how long he can go tonight. He's a little bit banged up. They're going to play him mostly on defense tonight. They're going to see how long he can go on the offensive side of the ball. So Karloff will get the start at left guard, 6'1", 215 and a senior. Your right guard will be Evan Reeves, 6'2", 195 and a senior. At right tackle will be Mark Gooden, 6'1", 210 and a senior. Cody Newland gets the start at left tackle, 5'7", 210 and a senior. Hastings High on defense. Across the front, Cody Newland, 5'7", 210 and a senior. Zach Cook, 6'2", 215 and a junior. Austin Lamory will be a nose guard tonight, 5'10", 210 and a senior. Mark Gooden at defensive end, 6'1", 210 and a senior. At Will linebacker tonight, Tanner Johnson, 6'2", 175 and a junior. At the Mike linebacker spot, the leading tackler on the team, that is Matt Karloff, 6'1", 215 and a senior. Wyatt Davis gets the start at Sam linebacker, 5'8", 195 and a junior. In the defensive secondary, you got Will Reimer, 5'11", 160 and a senior. Tyler Rebarger, 6'1", 170 and a senior. Mitch Long, 5'9", 165 and a senior. And Anthony Julian at the other cornerback spot, 5'9", 140 and a senior. We'll take a break, come back, and check the starting lines for Holdridge right after this.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way, Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Michael Eric Bouvier is back here in Holdridge tonight. High school football from 1230 KHAS. Give you the starters for Hastings High. Here's what's going on for Holdridge this evening. Dakota Folk is going to be your quarterback. 5'10", 165, and a junior. Brian Sunblade will be at running back, 5'7", 170, and a senior. Alex Hamling, the other running back, 6'1", 170, and a senior. Wide receiver will be Brock Rodemaker, 6'1", 175, and a senior. The other wide receiver will be Dylan Hickson, 6'1", 175, and a junior. Tight end will be Marcus Van Emperen, 6'2", 210, and a senior. And the offensive line for the Dusters, you'll have Matt Jensen at center, 5'9", 225, and a senior. Austin Pistolka will be at left guard, 5'10", 200, and a senior. Ethan Corkery will be at the other guard position, 6'3", 235, and a senior. Zach Gray at tackle, 5'11", 185, and a senior. And Clayton Fritston will be the other tackle, 5'8", 205-pound junior. For Holdridge on defense, you got Hosier, Jensen, Corkery, and Van Emperen across the front. Berkman, Sunblade, Rademacher at linebacker, Ackerman, Hamling, Falk, and Hickson in the defensive secondary. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington in Hastings, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Hastings and Holdridge getting set to go here tonight in high school football action on 1230 KHIS. Take a look at the injury report brought to you by Dr. Troy E. Wilson of Hastings Family Chiropractic Care. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes the natural approach is the best approach for your optimal health and achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from one of the area's most trusted chiropractors, Dr. Troy E. Wilson of Hastings Family Chiropractic Care, located at 321 North Burlington at Hastings and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com. The big injury for Hastings High tonight is going to be Graham Schneider, a 6 foot 165-pound senior. He is injured and will not play tonight for Hastings head coach Rick Rebarger. The injury report brought to you by Dr. Troy E. Wilson of Hastings Family Chiropractic Care at 321 North Burlington in Hastings. Holdridge kicking off to begin the football game here tonight. It goes to the far side and it's going to go out of bounds, and Hastings High will get a break here right off the bat. They'll have it first down and 10. So Holdridge kicks off. They kick it out of bounds to the far sideline. Hastings dressed in their away jerseys here tonight. They'll be in white with their black bottoms, their orange football helmets, and nothing but purple on the other side here, the purple pants and the purple tops. They've got the gold football helmets and the white trim. So Hastings will get good field position here to open up the ball game, and now they're going to have him re-kick it. They're going to march off a five-yard penalty on Holdridge, so Rick Rebarger is going to make the Dusters re-kick it and hopefully get a return out of one of those deep men for the Tigers.
It's very important for the Tigers to get off to a good start tonight. Holdridge, a team that has been shut out twice in their last three ball games, they've been susceptible to giving up big plays against the opposing team, allowing nearly about 200 yards rushing per ball game. So if Hastings can get a good start, get some good field position, and start pounding it right away, they'll get some early momentum, which really might be able to bury Holdridge early and not let the hometown crowd get into the game, not let the seniors for the Dusters kind of get that emotional wave. And Hastings really with a good opportunity to get things going tonight.
Julian and Minky dropping back deep. We mentioned that's an injury to Graham Schneider. He's a guy who had returned some kicks for Hastings High this year, but will not be in action tonight on the sidelines with his final game. Here comes the run up in the boot. It's going to be a short kick. It's going to be picked up back there by the Tigers as they bring the ball back to the 15-yard line, out to the 20, out to about the 25-yard line. So bringing the ball back there for Hastings High was Anthony Julian, and the tackle was made in there by Derek Goodwin for the Holdridge Dusters. So we're underway. We expect Hastings High to run the football quite a bit here tonight in this football game against Holdridge. Defensively, the Dusters are going to show Hastings about everything in the book. They'll show a four-man front, five-man front, six-man front. And Coach Rebarger said, don't be surprised that they stack seven guys in the box here. is trying to stop the rushing attack of Hastings High. Rebogger, the senior quarterback in there, playing his final game here for Pops. Rebogger up under center. As they hand the ball away to that fullback, they're going to try that a lot tonight as they pound the ball for a yard or two right up on the gut of the defense of the Holdridge Dusters, carrying the ball there for Hastings High. On the play was Derek Fast, who's going to get the start for Hastings High. Ethan Corkery is in on the stop there for the Dusters. So Derek Fast, who's been nursing some injuries here throughout the season, back in the starting lineup, a 6-foot, 190-pound junior for Hastings High. Actually picks up pretty good yardage there as he brings the ball for about 5 yards. He brings it out to the 32-yard line. Hastings High working right to left here in the first quarter of play. Rebarger wants to throw it. Throws it to the near side. It's caught there at the 35-yard line. Trying to get away. Slips away to the 38, to the 39, across the 40, to the 41-yard line. Nice catch there as Rebarger right on the money as he throws it to the near sideline. Mitch Long grabbing the ball there for the Hastings High Tigers. And the tackle is made by Luke Ackerman, the quarterback here on the right side for the Holdridge Dusters. So two plays, Hastings High has the first down.
Yeah, Tigers getting off to this good start right here. I think surprising folks going out with the pass. Mitch Long wide open out here on the near side in the flat, able to get some nice yardage in the first down.
Just underway, we're in Holdridge tonight. Hastings High and the Dusters. There's a quick pitch going to the far side, trying to get outside. It's going to be a Minky, and he's going to be brought down. A yard or two gain there. That's Anthony Julian carrying the ball. Anthony Julian carrying the ball for maybe a yard or two. Tackle is made in there by Derek Goodwin again for the Holdridge Dusters. We'll give him a pickup. Julian a pickup of about 3 yards in the play. We'll call it second down and 7. Ball is out here to the 43-yard line. Hastings High quickly in and out of the huddle. This is the opening possession of the ball game for Hastings High. Tigers will send two wide receivers onto the right side. Ball's on the far side hash mark. Rebarger up under center. He's going to hand the ball away. That little fullback play up the middle again. They bang it for a couple of yards to the 45 to the 46-yard line. That is Derek Fast. Fast came in here with 500 and actually 355 yards in a shortened season for the junior. Ben Berkman in on the stop there, the Sam linebacker for the Holdridge Dusters. So Hastings High now looking at third down. We'll call it third down at about 4 yards to go. Hastings High has inched the ball out here to the 46-yard line, all but one pass play so far in this drive for the Tigers. A big call here for Rebarger and his offensive unit. Third down and 4 yards to go. They hand the ball away. They still straight ahead and bang his way out to the 50-yard line. I don't think he got to the first down stakes at the 49. They go right in the teeth of the buzzsaw there. That's Fast again carrying the ball. We'll see what the officials spot it. If they got to the 49-yard line, that's a first down. And they're going to say, yeah, let's move the sticks.
Yeah, they just brought Fast in motion over across to the right side of the line there, and he was able to slide in between a couple of linemen there on the far side and really nudge his way forward, lean forward across the 50-yard line, enough for the first down there.
Adams Central has scored on the second play from the line of scrimmage. The Patriots have the lead over St. Paul 7-0. Option play, Rebarger keeps it. He's going to be hit, and out he goes. Rebarger got it back to the line of scrimmage, and Brock Rademacher is in on the stop there for the Holdridge Dusters, the Will side linebacker. He is the second leading tackler in the team for the Dusters. He knocks down Rebarger before he pitches the ball there. Loss of about a half a yard into play at second down and 11 right at the midfield stripe. So Adams Central scores on their second play from the line of scrimmage. The Patriots could have a runaway tonight. It's the 7-0 Patriots against the 0-7 St. Paul Wildcats tonight. 7-0 early. Adams Central has got the lead. No score here between Hastings High and the Holdridge Dusters. Ball is at the 50-yard line. Here's that little reverse play. Goes to the far sideline trying to get outside across the 50. And going to be run out of bounds over there. Carrying the ball is going to be Tyce Mathias for Hastings High. That little reverse play to the far side. Mathias lined up in the wing to the left side of the quarterback. Rebarger goes back and gets the handoff from Tyler. Finally run out of bounds over there by Dylan Hickson, the cornerback on the left side for the Dusters. So they're down 7 yards to go.
Hastings High doing a nice job on the ground so far. A couple of runs, about 5 yards, a couple more into 4 yard territory for the season. Holdridge giving up an average of 4.8 yards per carry to the opposition. So right on cue, Hastings High with the opening drive.
All right, third down and long for Hastings. Rebarger wants to throw the ball, stands in the pocket. Now he's being flushed out. He's going to run with it. 45. Tyler is at the 40-yard line. Tyler crashes forward to the 35-yard line, and he's knocked out of bounds. Hastings will have a first down here as Tyler Rebarger scrambles to the near sideline. Luke Ackerman is the guy who leveled a hitter here on the near sideline. So a nice drive here for Hastings. Tyler couldn't get rid of the ball there, but he found some running room and a lot of real estate here, Eric, to this left side, and he's finally knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, a couple of really good runs on the outside when Hastings has been able to run both left and right. Tyler there, great defense down the field from Holdridge there, not able to let a Tiger offensive player get open, and Tyler with great recognition just tucks it, runs over the left side for a nice gain.
8:23 left. Here's a running play again to the far side. That's going to be Matthias trying to get outside. He does. Across the 35 to the 30, down to the 25, down to the 24-yard line. Tyce Matthias being tackled into play by Dylan Hickson, the quarterback over there for the Holdridge Dusters. So the Tigers on the move here in the opening series of this football game. No score between Hastings and Holdridge tonight. Hastings has moved the ball to about the 24-yard line of the Dusters. Hastings working from our right to our left. They've held the ball the entire quarter so far. This drive is taking it down to about the 8-minute mark as Hastings stands here at the line of scrimmage. Wide receivers go left and right. Here's Rebarger. He's going to try to run the ball after he fakes it inside the fast. He's being caught right there in the corner. Trying to tuck him back up inside. Rebarger is brought down at about the 23-yard line. And the tackle is made in there by the Dusters. That's Derek Goodwin again. Goodwin's had a good start here for the Dusters. He's been on three or four tackles so far for this Holdridge D. We'll give a pickup of one to Rebarger as he brings the ball to about the 23-and-a-half-yard line. So second down and nine here for Hastings. He'll send a wide receiver split out wide to the left side. That's going to be Mitch Long, who's got one reception so far here on this drive. They got three wide receivers split out to the right side. Fast again gets the call. No, fake to Fast. Rebarger pitches the ball. It's outside, and it's going to be crushed here back at the 24-yard line. Alex Hamling headed to stop there. Ball carrier was Tyce Matthias. That was a good fake up inside to a Derek Fast. Rebarger runs the option play to the wide side of the field. And Matthias is knocked down into play there by Hamling. It's going to bring up a third down and nine situation now. Hastings High looking at a tough situation here for their offense at the 23-yard line of Holdridge.
Might be finding a little better luck running inside sometimes on those plays. Hastings with a lot of their plays strung out to both sides of the field, and they've had good success running up the middle, getting 4 or 5 yards a pop.
All right, a double wing set with the wide receiver split out wide to the right side. Fast is in the backfield. Some movement up on the line of scrimmage. The handoff goes too fast, and we got penalty flags down. They blow this one dead. Like I said, some movement up front. It looked like Holdridge jumped up there. They could be offsides here. Hastings High may have moved up there. It would certainly be a better situation for Hastings at third down and four. It's going to be an illegal procedure call on the Tigers. So it goes the other way. So instead of third and nine, they're looking at third down and 14. And maybe now forcing Tyler into a throwing situation down here.
Yeah, and the other thing you got to consider right here as well is you don't necessarily have to get all 14 yards of this in one chunk. If you can get 10 yards, maybe make this a manageable fourth down play if you choose to go for it, or at least get into better field goal range as well. You don't want to force something that's not there at this time.
6:23 left here in the first quarter. Splitting out wide to the right side is going to be Will Reimer. Wide out comes on the left side. There's a man in motion. Rebarger wants to throw, holds the ball, looks right side, throws the ball. He's got a man out there. Juggle the catch on the sideline. It's going to be incomplete. It's going to be incomplete over there right at the first down stakes. They're going to say he got it. Yeah, he held on to it. He held on to it over there. That was a nice catch by Will Reimer. Dylan Hickson right there for the Holdridge defense. That was beautifully done there by Rebarger and Will Reimer right on the sideline. Reimer juggles the ball right at the first down stakes, hauls it in down around the 13-yard line and a first down for the Tigers.
Just a great play, a great read by Tyler. Looked the defender off in the middle, and Will snuck out onto the far side of the field and was able to hang on to that. A great reception.
So first down and 10. They're going to go back to the ground game. That's going to be Fast. He's across the 10, down to the 5, down to the 4-yard line. Derek Fast carrying the ball down there to about the 4. Tackle is made in there by Alex Hamling again, the 6-foot, 170-pound senior for the Holdridge Dusters. Hastings has moved the ball right down the field here in their opening drive. They got the ball in the Holdridge red zone. Is down here at the 5-yard line, down to 5 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the first quarter. The Holdridge offense is still standing on the sidelines. Second down, we'll call it 3 yards to go. Second and 3 for the first down, second and 5 for the touchdown. Rebarger fakes the ball to Fast. He is clobbered. Rebarger pulls it back out and runs it around the left end down to about the 2-yard line. Boy, Derek Fast was clobbered on the play as they moved it up inside. Rebarger pulls it back out, took it around the left end. Got a couple of yards into play before he was knocked down by Brock Rodemaker for the Holdridge Dusters. Hastings High now looking at his second down situation here. Second down and about 2.5 yards to go for the first down. They got the ball down here at about the, well, they're going to bring in the chains off of the far sideline. So they're going to bring in the chains from the far sideline. The
Jeb Brandt Shelter Insurance measurement gang will cruise in from the far sideline to measure for the first down here as they put the stakes down. It's going to be a first down. It's going to be a first down for the Tigers down here at about the 3-yard line. So now Hastings High will have four cracks here, Eric, at the end zone from the Holdridge 3.
At the 2-yard line, Hastings High doing a great job of mixing things up, running to the left, running to the right, a couple of nice passes to receivers that found openings out in the flat. A great catch down there by Reimer to get the first down on the long 3rd and 14 play. And now Hastings High quick under center, and it's going to be Rebarger right over the center.
Yeah, Rebarger
on a quick
just
snap.
Takes it into the end zone for a touchdown. So Tyler Rebarger takes it in there from about 2.5 yards out for a touchdown. We'll call it a 3-yard touchdown run for Tyler Rebarger, and Hastings is on the board. So you take over the color duties there, and why not you just call the first touchdown, Jimmy?
That was a quick snap right there. Coach Rebarger got it in. The officials had to do the measurement and didn't even get a chance to finish what I was saying. And Rebarger quickly over the center just lunges forward. Great push by the offensive line. And now into the attempt the PAT here for the Tigers is Michael Sad.
So Rebarger sticks it in there from 3 yards out. The PAT by Sad is going to be good. So a nice drive there for Hastings. And, boy, it took a majority of the clock off here in the first quarter. We're down to 5 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the first quarter. Hastings has the lead. It's the Tigers 7. The Holdridge Dusters nothing.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike, well, Eric Boudin is back here in Holdridge. How's that for an opening series drive? 15 plays. 73 yards, about 6 minutes and 50 seconds or so off of the clock, and Hastings High sticks it in the end zone on a 3-yard run from Tyler Rebarger. Hastings out on top, 7-0. Blue Hill has jumped out on top of Wood River, 14-0, 8 minutes to play in the first quarter. Giltner is up 14-0 on Cedar Valley there early in the ball game. Adams Central at last check had an early 7-0 lead over the St. Paul Wildcats. So Hastings High on the scoreboard here, 7-0 is the score as they kickoff going to be returned here by Holdridge. Now they're deep men running into each other. The ball is loose. It's picked up at the 20-yard line. Back to the 22, 23, and down he goes. So the return men kind of run into each other down there. The ball finally picked up by the Dusters. And returning the ball for Holdridge back there was a Derek Goodwin as he finally got it up to about the 23. Now we'll see what Holdridge can do offensively. And as we talked with Rick in the pregame show, you'll see these guys in a variety of sets tonight. The Tiger defense will have to be alert here on their assignments because they're going to show an I formation. They'll send wideouts. They'll see a shotgun set. They'll see the quarterback under the center like he's going to be right here. Dakota Falk is a guy who will be calling the signals here. Play action pass right off the bat. Falk wants to throw the ball, throws it downfield. It's going to be incomplete out here at about the 38-yard line. The Holdridge 38. The intended receiver was Marcus Van Epperen for Holdridge. So some common names here, Eric, on this roster. The Van Epperens, they've been around for a while here in the Holdridge, and several other names that really come to mind that has been around this organization for a long time.
Yeah, Marcus Van Epperen, his older brother Tyler Van Epperen, folks know and remember he was the great quarterback that led the All-State quarterback for Holdridge, led them to the state playoffs in 2008, and several more, like you said.
Sunblade is the guy who gets the call here trying to get outside, and he's going to be wrapped up and thrown down for the Tigers for a couple of yard loss. So Brian Sunblade, the running back, trying to sweep it around the left end. The Tigers right there on the defensive side of the ball and making the stop. Matt Karloff again for the Tigers. Boy, Matt has had a sensational year for Hastings High. 103 tackles coming into the football game here tonight. 6'1", 215-pound senior. A loss in that last play of about 3 yards. Third down, 13 yards to go. Ball pushed back here at the 20-yard line. There's another pass play by Folk across the middle. It's going to be caught over there. It's going to be caught at the 30-yard line. It'll be short of a first down. They got it over there to the wide receiver. That's Luke Ackerman over there for the Holdridge Dusters. Tanner Johnson into the stop for the Hastings High Tigers. So they get the ball back up to about the 30. Still going to be about 3 yards shy of a first down. So a big hit by Karloff back there defensively that threw the ball carrier for a 3-yard loss. The difference there in that series. And Holdridge out to punt the football away. Dakota Folk is also the punter. 36.1 yards is his average. A good high kick here. It's going to back the Tigers up. Then it's going to be fumbled down there. Look out, a big stack up again. And the Tigers have had problems on special teams, and they cough up the ball again. In the recovery there is going to be Marcus Van Epren. Marcus Van Epren. As Hastings High, boy, they have had problems the last two or three weeks on special teams. And that time they fumbled a punt. And Holdridge, after going three plays and punting on their initial series, gets the football back as the Tigers fumble the punt. And Holdridge will take over in good position down here at the 26-yard line of Hastings. Boy, turnovers have killed the Tigers this year. That's why they're sitting at 2-7 or 2-6.
Yeah, turnover is a problem for both teams on the season. Holdridge turning it over 21 times themselves this year. So you got to feel like the team that can capitalize on the other one's mistakes obviously going to have a big advantage. See if the Tiger defense can step up here.
They'll take over officially at the 27, they call it. So it's in between the 26 and 27. Falk is in the shotgun set. Now we got an illegal substitution there on the Holdridge Dusters. So a delay of game on the Holdridge Dusters. All right. Delay of game on Holdridge. That'll cost him 5 yards. Brings the ball back here to about the 32-yard line. So first down and 15 yards to go. Two wide receivers split out wide to the left side. Ball is on the far side hash mark as Dakota Falk is in the shotgun set here. So two wide receivers to the left as he waits for the snap. Falk has got it. He's going to hand the ball away to Hamlin. And now he's going to throw the ball downfield, and it's going to be way over the head of his intended receiver. Alex Hamling on a halfback pass. I don't know where he was going there. That was way over the head of everybody. Nothing but white shirts down there. Is Alex Hamling on a halfback pass. So they waste one of those trick plays. You really don't like to do that. That was nowhere close to a Holdridge Duster.
Yeah, receiver didn't even turn around in that pass. I don't think that play was quite the way they drew it up. Ball hung up in the air a long time. Fortunate for the Dusters that they didn't get that one picked off.
Here's Folk. He rolls to the right side. He unloads. The ball is going to be caught over here. Slips a tackler. Still on his feet and then driven out of bounds. That's going to be Marcus Van Emperen, the reception, the receiver there for the Holdridge Dusters. Nice pass by Dakota Falk. Lazari was running out of bounds over here on the near sidelines. The official spot to football. Running about will be Will Reimer. So the ball is going to be inside the 20-yard line. They're going to put it down at about the 19. And now Holdridge will be looking at a third down situation. Third down at about, 3 yards to go. Third down and three. The football sitting at the 19-yard line of Hastings High following the Tiger turnover. Here's a handoff sweeping right side, 15, down to the 10-yard line, down to the 5. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. He takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. That's Brian Sunblade as he takes it in from 19 yards out, and bam, just like that, the Holdridge Dusters on the scoreboard following the Hastings High turnover with 3:11 to play here in the first quarter. It's now a 7-6 ball game.
It was Sunblade able to break through a couple of tackles or would-be Tiger tacklers on the play, just scooted around the right side. Hastings High looked like he had him, looked like they had him bottled up for a gain of about 2 or 3 yards, but he slipped the ankle tackle and kept his balance and scampered into the end zone. Now Holdridge trying to tie it up here.
All right, so it's a 7-6 football game. Hastings High, a costly turnover there. And here comes Dylan Hickson into the ball game to attempt a point after here for the Holdridge Dusters. Ball is down and the kick is up. And the kick goes through the uprights. It is good. So the Holdridge Dusters have come back to tie up the football game here following the Hastings High fumbled punt. We've got 3 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It's now Holdridge 7, Hastings High 7.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Eric Budera is back in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Tigers a good start offensively. 15 plays, 73 yards. Special teams mistake. They fumble the football on a punt, on a punt return. Holdridge takes over at the 27-yard line. 3 plays later, they get it into the end zone on a 19-yard run by Brian Sunblade. Point after touchdown, good, and the Holdridge Dusters have come back to tie this football game up. It's 7-7 now as Holdridge will punt off or kick off again. with 3:11 to play here in this first quarter. So as well as Hastings has played here in the first quarter, that long time-consuming drive to get things started, they're in a tie football game. And here's the kickoff. It's going to go over the head of everybody in and out of the end zone. Anthony Julian was back there for the Tigers, and now Hastings High a long way from the end zone to start first down and 10 on their own 20.
Yeah, I think Hastings High, Holder's doing a good job here on offense. I think maybe coming out and surprising the Tigers a little bit for their first six plays coming through the air. I know Coach Rebarger talked about trying to make Holdridge one-dimensional, preferably make them throw the ball, but I don't think he envisioned anything quite like that.
Yeah, Holdridge has had some problems on offense, really searching for any kind of success, but they look good there in the drive into the end zone. Three plays, it took him to go 27 yards, so the Tigers back at it. Here's Derek Fast. He carries the ball for a couple of yards right up the gut. Tigers trying to run it right in the teeth of the buzzsaw there. That's Brock Rademacher into the stop for the Holdridge Dusters defensively. Rademacher with 64 tackles coming in to the football game tonight. He's been around the football a lot this year. He's got one sack, couple of fumbles, and an interception playing the Will linebacker spot for the Dusters. We'll give him a pickup of about 3 yards in the last play as they move it from the 20 to the 23 for Derek Fast. Second down and 7 yards to go. Holdridge jumping around on defense. Rebarger hands the ball away again. That's going to be Fast again with a carry up to about the 25-yard line. No, actually closer to the 30-yard line. Derek Fast squirting through there as he brings it to about the 29-and-a-half as Hastings High will work with the ball coming back the other direction. So it's going to bring up a third down and one. Hastings moving from our right to our left here in the first quarter. Forward progress to about the 29-and-a-half-yard line for Fast. So Hastings High looking at third down and short here. Rebarger up under center, looks over the defense, goes straight ahead. He puts his head down and crashes his way to about the 30. It's going to be close to a first down.
Should got it. I don't know if he got the spot quite that the Tigers were looking for on that. It looked like the initial surge was enough, but it's going to be close there. The officials give the signal.
All right, he didn't make it by much. As Rebarger went to his left, he followed big old Matt Karloff up there and Zach Cook, the center. He got just enough for a first down as a nose of the football just at the 30-yard line. Gino, our super-duper stat man, says it's by about 2 inches.
Already the seventh first down of the ball game here in the first quarter for the Tigers. Nothing fancy, just 4 yards here, 4 yards there, 5 yards there, and moving down the field again.
That's all you need. Average 4 yards, huh? Here's that Rebarger. He's going to hand the ball away again too fast, trying to slip it outside. Picks up about 5 yards in a play. So Derek Fast getting a workout here. Tackle is made in there by your linebacker again on that right side, Marcus Van Emperen, or a defensive end on that side, Marcus Van Emperen. A pickup for Fast of about 5 yards, so Derry got to a good start. He's been the workhorse so far in this football game. Second down and about 6 yards to go. They give him officially 4 on that last play as they move the ball just across the 34-yard line.
Six carries already in the ball game for Fast, 30 yards.
Good start there for Fast, who had 355 yards and 66 carries coming in here. Rebarger option play, fakes the pitch. Rebarger still got the ball to the 40, out to the 42-yard line. That's going to be enough for another Hastings High first down. Tackle is made in there by Holdridge, and making the stop for the Dusters is going to be Tristan Colgrove, who's a sophomore that's in there now, 175, 5'6" defensive back who's into the ball game for the Dusters. We're down to 35 seconds to play here in the first quarter. First down and 10 yards to go for Hastings High. Tigers have inched the ball out here to the 41-yard line. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. That's Landon Valley. Wide receiver to the right side. Hastings High in that double wing set with Fast in the backfield. They're going to hand the ball away too fast again, and Fast brings it to about to 43. So a pickup of 2 yards in a play for Derek Fast. Rick Rebarger wanted to lean on that particular play. In fact, he thought it would be successful tonight. So hopefully Derek Fast has a big night tonight for the Tigers. He's picking things up, like Eric said, 3, 4, 5 yards at a crack here. And now the end of the first quarter is upon us here at Kiefer Field in Holdridge. One quarter in the books tonight, high school football in 1230 KHAS. And after one quarter, Hastings High 7, Holdridge 7.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Holdridge tonight. High school football in 1230 KHAS. Hastings High and Holdridge tied up at 7 points apiece. Your first quarter stats brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island and on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. Hastings High 19 rushes here in the first quarter, 77 yards. Tyler Rebarger, 2 of 2, throwing the ball for 25 yards, 102 yards of total offense for Hastings here in this first quarter of play. Holdridge has rushed the ball for 16 yards so far in the ball game. They have thrown for 22 yards, so 38 yards of total offense for Holdridge here in the first quarter of play. 102-38, Hastings leading in the total offense category. Hastings had a nice drive in their opening series, 15 plays, 73 yards. Hastings High handing the ball away, now sweeping to the right side. Running with a football over here is going to be Tyce Mathias across the 45 out to about the 49-yard line. I think I saw a penalty flag down on the far side of the field, or did I?
Land right on the 45-yard line right there.
A penalty flag here. This could be in the area of a hold as Mathias trying to get outside the numbers here, as the officials will confer. We're just joining us, Hastings High, a 15-play, 73-yard drive to begin the football game. Took nearly 6 minutes and 50 seconds off of the clock. Hastings High then fumbles a punt at their own 27-yard line. It was recovered by Holdridge. 3 plays, 27 yards. They stick it in the end zone. So we're tied up at 7 points apiece. The penalty flag goes against the Hastings High Tigers. That'll bring back a nice run as they bring the ball back here to about the 35. That's to bring up a second down situation, second down and long for the Tigers. Second, about 16 yards to go. Wide receivers split out wide to the left side. That's Reimer out to the left side. That's Valley split out wide right. Double wing set. Derek Fast in the backfield as they hand the ball away to Fast, and he's going to be stopped immediately at the 35-yard line. Derek Fast is stopped right at the 35-yard line. Marcus Van Emperen, another stop there for the Holdridge Dusters. So Coach Rebarger going to the well here with that to fullback, and right now, Holdridge pinning back the ears and going after Derek Fast, the running back there.
Well, they really haven't been able to slow it down all night. Haven't given up the big play, but they haven't been able to slow it down. And now Hastings High finding themselves in a third and long for the second time tonight. Earlier in the first quarter there, Rebarger able to find Will Reimer out in the flat for a nice reception on third and long. See what the Tigers do here.
Valley splits out wide to the right. They'll go with that double wing set again with Fast in the backfield. Rebarger drops back to throw, holds it, throws it, ball tipped. It's going to be incomplete. Getting his big meat hooks up there for the Holdridge Dusters with Ethan Corkery, a 6'3", 230-pound defensive lineman. Got his hands up there and knocked that ball down from Tyler Rebarger. Incomplete pass, and the Tigers will have to punt. So Brady Minkey will be into the ball game to do the punting here. Minkey averages 27.1 yards per kick. His longest this year has been 43. He's put 2 inside the 20-yard line. Hastings High 7, Holdridge 7. High school football action here tonight from Kiefer Field and Holdridge. Minkey waiting for the snap. He's got it. Gets into the football. It's going to be a low kick. Going to angle to the near side. Bounces at the 32-yard line, across the 30. Down to the 25, and it's going to be down there by the Tigers at about the 25. Will Reimer down there to down the football for Hastings High. So the Holdridge Dusters come back on offense. Trying to move the ball against this Hastings High defense. Again, Holdridge has got a touchdown here in the first quarter. They had only 38 total yards, 22 on the ground, 16 through the air. The Tigers with 77 yards on the ground and with 25 through the air.
Marcus Van Epperen, the big senior tight end wide receiver there for the Dusters, 6'2", 210, caught both those receptions for 22 yards in the first quarter. A good weapon here for the Dusters.
Holder's going to keep the ball on the ground here as Hamling is going to carry it now across the 25 out to about the 28-yard line. So Alex Hamling, he had 52 rushes, 207 yards, and 2 touchdowns coming into the football game. Their other running back, the guy who scored 101 rushes for 389 yards. So not a real heavy-duty rushing attack here for the Holdridge Dusters. They've gotten the job done here, though, against Hastings High. We're tied up at 7 points apiece, second down and 7 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is sitting at the 27-yard line. They bring the ball back again as they keep the ball on the ground. and fighting for some running room up to about the 29-yard line. A pickup of about 2 yards in a play. Running the ball there again was Hamling. So back-to-back carries there for Hamling. Tackle is made in there by Matt Karloff again, the Mike linebacker for the Hastings High Tigers, a 6'1", 215-pound senior. So now the Duster is going quickly up to the line of scrimmage, third down. Third down, 5 yards to go from their own 29-yard line, moving from our right to our left. Stands in a pocket, throws it to the near side. It's going to be incomplete. It's going to be incomplete. Here is a Folk trying to bring it to the near sideline to Van Emperor, now toward the numbers here on the left side. And we've got a fourth down situation.
I think fans upset here on the near sideline. Maybe a little Tiger defense roughing up Van Epperen there, they felt. But the pass was way over his head. Certainly no interference could have been called on the play. Good defense there by the Tigers.
So fourth down here, and it's going to be Holdridge punting the ball. Dakota Falk again is the punter. He's also their quarterback. Averages 36.1 yards per boom. He gets this one away. Good kick. Can drive Reimer back to the 25. He fumbles the football. Picks it back up at the 15-yard line. Reimer now in trouble, and he's stopped down at the 19-20-yard line. So Hastings with a mistake on special teams back there in the first quarter of play. Reimer had that one go over his head and off of his hands. He had to go back to the 15 to pick it up. And guess who? Derek Goodwin again is down on the special teams to make the stop there for the Dusters. So Hastings High has got the ball. It's going to be between the 19 and the 20-yard line of Hastings. Tigers moving from our left to our right here in quarter number two. We're tied up at 7 points apiece.
Hastings High been doing a nice job. They just got to stay patient, working the ball inside, keeping on, being able to stretch a play on the outside or so, and really maybe watch for some play-action passes right now. Hastings High has established the running game. See if the Tigers maybe try to stretch it down the field a little bit with some play-action.
All right, Rebarger has the double wing set. They hand the ball away again. That's going to be, I think, Fass is still in there across the 25 out to the 27-yard line. So Derek Fass carrying the ball there, both hands on the ball as he brings it across the 25-yard line. Ben Berkman into the stop there for the Holdridge Dusters, a 6'1", 175-pound junior Sam linebacker. So Derek Fass, picture perfect there, two hands on the ball, doesn't want to turn the ball over down here. Hastings with the ball at their own 26-yard line. Second down, 4 yards to go, 8:50 to play. Second quarter, Tigers 7, Dusters 7. Hand off again. This one goes up inside, springing through there across the 30 to the 35, out to the 40, out to the 41-yard line. So Derek Fatt, no, that's a new man in there for Hastings High.
Michael Sadd, I believe Michael Sadd with the carry
right
there for the Tigers. New uniform tonight, new number for him.
Yeah, he usually wears 34. He's running with the 24 tonight. Going to cross up everybody. So Michael Sadd in there, wearing a number 24 tonight. So Sadd with a nice gain all the way out to the 41-yard line. That's the first down. You don't do that, the radio guys. You keep those numbers the same, huh? So Michael Sadd, a nice run there for Hastings High. Spelling Derek Fast a little bit in the backfield. First down, 10 yards to go. Tigers with the ball on their own 41. Rebarger wants to throw. Airs it out down the right sideline. Reimer's out there. He makes a nice catch at the 30-yard line. He brings it down, and he's out of bounds. Nice catch there by Weimer. A one-handed grab out there as Reimer grabs the ball. Dakota Falk will knock him out of bounds, but that was a sensational catch by Will Reimer as he hauls it in inside the 30-yard line. They're going to mark the ball at the 25.
Just a beautiful route by Reimer. He gets free. Looked like there was about three or four Dusters over here defending him on the near sideline. He made a cut into the field, acting like he was going to do a cross, and turned it back towards the sideline, ran straight down the sideline, and Rebarger with a beautiful pass. Reimer, a great catch.
All right, here's the Tigers on the move again as they hand the ball away to Fass, who's back into the ball game, tries to angle it off on the left side, and he's going to be knocked down. Three purple shirts getting up there as Fass is knocked down in the play. That's a Rodemaker. That's also Marcus Van Emperen over there making the stop for the Holdridge Dusters. A loss of about a half a yard in the play as Fass trying to take it off of left tackle. We'll call it second down and 11 yards to go. 7 minutes and 46 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, the Hastings High Tigers 7, Holdridge 7. Valley splits out wide to the right side now for Hastings High. A wideout's going to come to the right side of the formation as well. Rebarger on that little counter play brings it back here for a couple of yards. And running the football for the Hastings High Tigers that time was Tice Mathias. Mathias carries the ball for a couple of yards on that little counter play back to the near side. Tackle is made in there by Derek Goodwin again for the Holdridge Dusters. For a guy that was not in the original starting lineup for Holdridge, the guy is all over the place here for Holdridge. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Six tackles unofficially for Derek Goodwin so far in this football game. Boy, he's been on defense. He's been on special teams and all over the place. Third down and 9 yards to go. Football is at the 24-yard line of Holdridge. Movement again up there. It looks like the right end for the Dusters may have jumped off sides. And the officials throw the laundry out there. Let's see if somebody from the Hastings High Tigers moved. I think so. Cody Newland, the left tackle, may have moved a little bit out of his stance and tossed the Tigers 5 yards. So now Hastings High will be looking at third down and 14 yards to go. These are the type of situations that Coach Rebarger wants to stay out of. Hastings High really not a big play team. They just kind of grind it out, and this is not suitable to their game.
And this is the third one that they've had already here in a quarter and a half tonight. You know, one other time they were able to get the big completion. We saw another 34-yard completion earlier here on the play, but now Holdridge set up to defend something like this.
Rebarger wants to throw the football on third down, 14 yards to go, holds it, now runs it near side. The ball is going to be thrown here. It's going to be incomplete. Incomplete pass. He had to dump it away to his short man there. That was a Landon Valley. The ball was trapped along the ground, so an incomplete pass. And now he's kind of stuck out here in no man's land on fourth down and 14 yards to go from the Holdridge 29-yard line.
It wouldn't have been a bad play if Rebarger could have just got a little better pass there. I know it's tough. He's rolling to his right. The receiver's coming to the right. So you have the tendency to kind of throw the ball low a little bit. Would have been nice to get that completion. But now the Tigers in fourth and long going to punt.
So Minky comes on, dropping back deep for Holdridge. Is going to be Alex Hamling. He'll stand at his own 5-yard line. Minky will try to pin him back deep as he angles this kick to the near sideline. Hastings have some players down here to get into the end zone. Yes. The ball got into the end zone. The Tigers had a man down there, but he couldn't come up with it. That was Reimer down there again for Hastings High, but he couldn't get his beat hooks on the ball down inside the 5-yard line. So a 29-yard punt there. And a touchback, only 9 yards on the net as they bring the ball back out to the 20-yard line. And Holdridge will have the ball here in a rapidly moving first half of play tonight at Kiefer Field in Holdridge. 7-7 is the score. Holdridge and Hastings High squaring off here in the final game of the regular season for both of these teams. Back out there at quarterback is going to be Dakota Falk. He sends wide receivers out to the right side. Falk is going to hand the ball away. The Tiger defense right there fighting for a couple of yards is going to be Hamling as he brings it across the 24-yard line out to about the 25. Holdridge moving from our right to our left here in quarter number two tonight. In a 7-7 ball game for Hastings High. Making the stop there for the Tigers was Austin Lamory. Lamory, the nose guard, 5'10", 210-pound senior. So second down and 5 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 25 officially. And here's another handoff again for the Dusters as they keep the ball on the ground. That's going to be Hamling again. He's going to be pulled down there by Karloff. Did not get back to the line of scrimmage as Karloff knocks him down. Right at about the 24-25, and Holdridge now looking at a third down situation. So both of these teams pretty much electing to keep the ball on the ground here tonight. Third down here for the Holdridge Dusters. Third down at about 5.5 yards to go from their own 24.5-yard line. The ball thrown to the far side, but the Tigers right out there immediately, and they make the play. The ball went out to Marcus Van Epperen over there, but nothing but white shirts over there for the Hastings High Tigers. Leading the charges over there was Tanner Johnson, the Will linebacker. That was a great series defensively for Hastings High.
Yeah, Tigers doing an excellent job. Again, they're in a third and long situation. They've already gone to Epperen 4 other times here in the game. He's the target. He's the guy that you know you're going to have to look for. And Tigers with a great job defensively.
Van Epperen had 15 catches. 253 yards coming in there. They've thrown to him 4 times already tonight. Here comes the kick now by Dakota Falk. Got to put his leg in a ice bag when he gets done out of this one. The Holdridge Dusters have had to punt several times. Hastings High with the ball with a nice return. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. That's Reimer coming down the near sideline to the 20. He takes it to the 15-yard line, and he's knocked down there at about the 13-yard line. Will Reimer brings the ball back down the near sideline, and the stop is made by the punter, Dakota Falk, and the Hastings High Tigers this time on special teams. They come up with a big, big play after they give one away earlier on a muff punt. Reimer brings the ball all the way back to the 13-yard line. Hastings High has got the ball in the red zone of Holdridge.
It's about a 50-yard return there for Reimer on that. A couple of big plays here as he's just able to scoot down both sidelines. This near sideline here for both of those big plays might be the spark that the Tiger offense needs right here.
All right, we're down to 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings High 7, Holdridge 7. Tigers on a 50-yard punt return by Will Reimer. Has got the ball in the red zone. Ball's on the near side hash mark. Man goes in motion. That's sad. Handoff straight up the gut. That's going to be Fast. He's across the 10, down inside the 10, down to about the 7. Derek Fast carrying the ball there for Hastings High. The tackle is made in there by Sunblade for the Holdridge Dusters. Also in there, the interior line, we've got to Goodwin also in there for Holdridge. So it's second down. Second down and about 6 yards to go. A pickup of 4 in that last play for Derek Fast. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. That's Anthony Julian coming to the right side of the formation for Hastings High. It's going to be Mitch Long. Here's Rebarger, pitches the ball away, sweeps left side. That's Matthias trying to get outside. Nice block over there. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's in the corner of the end zone for the touchdown. Tyce Matthias takes it in from about 8 yards out, and Matthias sticks her into the end zone for the Hastings High Tigers. That is his second touchdown of the season, and Hastings has the lead here with 3 minutes and 41 seconds to play in quarter number 2.
And a great block on the left out, on the left end out there on the corner by Anthony Julian. Really locked up his the defender one-on-one, and that allowed Matthias to scoot around the outside there for the touchdown. Almost untouched there until he was forced out of bounds, and now the extra point up for the Tigers is splits the uprights. Tigers back out on top here, 14-7 with 3:41 left here in the first half.
And you're listening to High School Football.
Football season is here again, and that means it's time for the Godfather's Pizza Football Feast. With this special, you'll receive a medium specialty pizza and a snack box, which includes jumbo chicken bites, breadstick bites, and cinnamon monkey bread. Call ahead and we'll have your order waiting to take to your tailgate party. Call us at 402-461-0386 or stop by Godfather's Pizza in Hastings, located at 1414 North Burlington. Sure to score a touchdown every time.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Eric Budera is back tonight here at Kiefer Field in Holdridge. High school football in 1230 KHAS. Hastings High now with the lead, 14-7. The score over the Dusters. The Adams Central Patriots have an easy time with things up in St. Paul tonight, 28-0. Adams Central has got the lead over St. Paul. They're still in the second quarter. Coming up at halftime tonight, we'll chat with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper. He's had just kind of a so-so week getting ready. He's got the fourth-ranked team of the nation coming in tomorrow. That'll be Morningside at Lloyd Wilson Field. If you want to see a good football game tomorrow, come on out to Lloyd Wilson. Morningside is a machine. That'll be a good football game tomorrow. Hastings and Morningside, a couple of nationally ranked teams squaring off.
Yeah, it's going to be one of the top games in the nation with a couple of top 15 teams even in the nation squaring off there. And the bragging rights for the GPAC, for the top dog in the GPAC at stake.
There's a kickoff now by Hastings High. It's going to be fielded by Derek Goodwin, but he's got to go down and he loses his footing. He goes down and kind of traps it like a shortstop down along the turf. So his knee goes down. And it's going to be inside the 20-yard line. In fact, they're going to mark the ball to 15. That's where Holdridge will start. First down and 10 from their own 15-yard line. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in quarter number 2. Hastings High now with the lead. Tigers looking to close out the 2012 season with a couple of wins after knocking off Lexington last week, 25-20. So Lexington has got the ball first down and 10 on their own 14-yard line. Here's a handoff again as they keep the ball on the ground as they try to grind it out of here against the Tiger defense. Running the ball there was Alex Hamling again. He takes it off of left tackle and brings it across the 20-yard line out to about the 22. Tackle is made by Zach Cook of the Hastings High defense. So a pickup of about 7 yards in the play. They bring it to about the 21 or 22. Holdridge working from our right to our left. That's Dakota Falk in there in the shotgun set. They fake the handoff, and now Dakota's going to take it around the right end. He's going to be stopped over there as he tried to sweep it around the right end after feeding the ball up inside on a fake to Hamling. Took it around the right end of the quarterback keeper and ran right in to the middle linebacker for Hastings, Matt Karloff. They give him a pickup of a yard or two, but a nice play defensively by Karloff. Holdridge now looking at a third down situation, third down and about 2 yards to go as they has inched the ball up here to the 23-yard line.
Time for the interior defensive line here for the Tigers to really step up and get a good push forward, make a play, force them to go outside.
Here's a handoff again to a Hamling. He angles off on the right side. He breaks through there. He's going to have the first down as he brings it up to about the 26. Hamling took it off a right tackle that time. Took it up to the 26-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Hastings High, and into the stop is Mitch Long, who is in the, on the defensive side of the ball now for the Tigers.
Just the second first down of the game here so far for Holdridge tonight, a game that's really been dominated by Hastings High. Doesn't look like it on the scoreboard, unfortunately.
And they had a short field after Hastings High muffed the punt earlier and had a short field for the first touchdown. Here's a pass across the middle, nearly intercepted. Again, trying to get it across the middle to Van Amper, and that ball was nearly intercepted there by Hastings High. Back there defending for the Tigers was Tanner Johnson. So an incomplete pass that's going to bring up a second down and 10 situation. 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings High out on top by a score of 14-7. We got three wide receivers now split out to the left side of the formation. Shotgun set here. As a Folk drops back to throw, throws it across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. The intended receiver off of his fingertips was Rodemaker on a little slant pattern right across the center of the field in between the two hash marks. Coverage back there for Hastings High. Back there defending was Wyatt Davis. Davis is Sam's side linebacker with Hastings ID. Incomplete pass. It's going to bring up third down. Third down and 10 yards to go. Clock is stopped at the 2:12 mark of the second quarter. So back up there now for the Holdridge Dusters will be Dakota Falk, the junior quarterback here for the Dusters. Wide receivers will split out left and right now. Grabs the ball. Falk wants to throw. He's got time. Unloads it down the right sideline, and the ball is going to be incomplete. Some contact made over there, but no penalty flags down, and it's going to be an incomplete pass.
Will Reimer with a great job just sticking his mitt up there at the last second to get a deflection on the ball again. Holdridge looking down the field for the big tight end, Marcus Van Emperen, and Reimer able to knock the ball away. That's the seventh target already in the first half for Van Emperen. He's got two receptions on the game.
All right, Dakota Falk is now going to be in punt formation here on fourth down and 10 yards to go from the 27-yard line. Standing deep in his own territory, snap is high, but Falk brings it down. It's going to be a good high kick. Going to be fielded again by Reimer at the 35, right in the center of the field, 40, 45, 50, inside Holdridge territory to the 45, down to the 44-yard line. Reimer had a 50-yard return the last time he caught the ball. That time he brings it straight up the gut, down to the Holdridge 44. Tackle is made by Tristan Colgrove out of the Holdridge Dusters, and Hastings High now maybe thinking some points here. They still got 156 left on the clock in the second quarter, and they've got the ball here in the plus side of things in Holdridge territory at the 44.
Plenty of time, and you don't even have to resort to throwing the ball, airing it out at this point. You can even take a couple of shots up the middle or aim, you know, try to get a stretch play to go outside where you can utilize the sideline if you're not going to be able to get a good gain.
Valley is your wide receiver to the left. Reimer comes to the right. Here's a quick pitch. Now going to have a halfback pass. Tanner Johnson throws the ball downfield. It's caught by Reimer at the 20, 15, 10, 5. He's inside the 5-yard line, and he's knocked out of bounds. That was set up perfectly, I think, Eric. They've been pounding the ball, pounding the ball, pounding the ball. That time, Tanner Johnson, who can throw the pig around, looked like a swoop to the right side. Tanner just stops and launches the ball downfield as they get it to Will Reimer, and that is about as dipsy-doodle as you get when you get the Rick Rebarger playbook out. A halfback pass, beautifully executed. And the Tigers are inside the red zone.
Oh, and that's exactly what we talked about here. They brought Tanner across the on motion over to the near side. Looked like a running play. The entire secondary for Holdridge bit. There wasn't anybody within 10 yards of Reimer, and a great touch and a great touch on the pass down there. Reimer with a great reception.
I can mark him down at the 3-yard line. Here's a Rebarger option play as he takes the ball inside the 5-yard line. The ball may have popped loose down there, and the Holdridge Dusters have the football. The second turnover of the ball game for Hastings High as Rebarger coughs up the pig inside the 5-yard line, and Holdridge has got the ball. So Hastings High with a great opportunity right there, and it goes awry as Rebarger fumbles the football. It was recovered by Marcus Van Emperen. And, boy, we have called his name a lot on both sides of the ball here for Holdridge, and the Dusters avoid A big strike right there by Hastings High.
Yeah, Rebarger just had the ball ripped out of his hand. It looked like he was stood up by the Holdridge defense, and he just had it ripped straight out of his hands there.
Hastings with a chance to score with under 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. And they cough up the pig inside the 5-yard line. Now the quarterback, Falk, just goes straight ahead. trying to get some running room as he brings the ball out to about the 6-yard line. That was a tough break there because Hastings High could have taken control of this football game. And a nice call by head coach Rick Rebogger. A halfback pass to a wide open Will Reimer. Hastings sitting up at point blank range on the very next play. Rebogger coughs up the pig inside the 5. Now Holdridge has got the ball. Clock is running. 1:15 to play here in the second quarter as Falk brings the ball back. Sweeping right side is going to be a Hamling. He cannot get there and he's going to be knocked down on the play. So a couple of yard gain. Hastings High may think about using a timeout here to maybe get the ball back. We're now at third down and about 5 yards to go from the 7-yard line. Hastings watching the clock tick down. We're inside 1 minute to play. If you stop Holdridge here, you could possibly get the ball back in pretty good field position as they're backed up inside their own 10-yard line. But
and Reimer with a couple of nice punt returns already. You could, you know, even get a shot, you know, to take one shot at least.
Falk is up under center here as penalty flags fly. And that's going to stop the clock down with 34.8 seconds to play. Coming up at halftime, we'll chat with Tony Harper, the head coach for the Hastings College Broncos, as getting ready for their showdown tomorrow with the Morningside Mustangs. Also gets you up to date on all the scores from across the area tonight, so stick around for that. Hastings with a lead here, 14-7 over the Holdridge Dusters. The penalty went against Holdridge for illegal procedure. It's going to bring up a 3rd-and-8 situation now. 3rd-and-8 yards to go from their own 4-yard line. They're a long way from their own end zone here. Here's a Falk on a quarterback keeper as he runs it up the gut there on a quarterback draw as he brings it out across to 15. Out to the 16 or 17 yard line. Nice play there and a quarterback draw by Dakota Falk. That's going to be enough for a first down. The clocks are stopped right now while they move the chains on the far sideline. So now Holdridge will just look to run out the clock here in the second quarter and get into the locker room to talk things over. Here's a pass to the near sideline. It's going to be caught over here and then dropped. Caught and then dropped. The intended receiver was Andrew Matsky, a 6'3", 165-pound junior wide receiver. Back there in coverage for the Hastings High Tigers with Anthony Julian. Julian 5'9", 140, and a senior playing his final ball game for the Tigers tonight. We're down to 11 seconds to play. 2nd-and-10 yards to go. Here's a Hamling running the ball as he's looking for some running room. He's hit, and he's going to be decked down after a couple of yard gain. Big stick there for the Hastings High Tigers. That's Cody Newland getting the tackle there for the Hastings ID, and that is the end of the first half of play. First half has come to a screeching halt here at Kiefer Field in Holdridge tonight. At halftime, it's Hastings High 14, Holdridge 7. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHAS.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Maintenance is keep it in repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is keep it in repair.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Kiefer Field in Holdridge tonight. Hastings High has got the lead here over the Holdridge Dusters. The score is 14-7. Our halftime show tonight brought to you by Tice Auto Care, your full-service total car care service center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls, Tice Auto Care can do it all. With over 37 years in business, you can trust Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care, 3rd in Denver in downtown Hastings. Check the scoring here in the first half. Hastings High on their first possession of the ball game. They take 6 minutes and 50 seconds off the clock. They go 15 plays, 73 yards as they move the ball right down the field to get a 3-yard touchdown run from Tyler Rebarger. The point after touchdown was good. Hastings High had the lead with 5:04 to play in quarter number one. It was 7-0. Hastings High then held the Holdridge Dusters 3 plays and out on their first series. Holdridge had the punt, but the Tigers fumbled the football away. On the punt return, Holdridge took over at the Hastings High 27. 3 plays later, they were in the end zone as Brian Sunblade took it in from 19 yards out. After the point after touchdown, we were tied up at 7 points apiece. In the second quarter, Hastings High getting a nice 50-yard punt return from Will Reimer has set him up in good position as Reimer took the ball down the near sideline, took it inside the red zone. Double plays later, Tyce Mathias took it in from 8 yards out for the Tigers. The point after touchdown was good. Hastings High had the lead 14-7 with 3 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings High then getting the ball back. They threw a halfback pass. Tanner Johnson down to Will Reimer as Will took it inside the 3-yard line with under 2 minutes to play. But a couple of plays later, Tyler Rebarger fumbles the football inside the 5-yard line, recovered by Holdridge, and the Dusters take over. They run out the clock in the first half, so Hastings High has got the lead here at halftime by a score of 14-7. We'll check some halftime numbers tonight, brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island. You can catch him on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. Holdridge in the first half of play. At halftime, they had 13 rushes for 55 yards tonight. They were 3 of 9 throwing the ball with their quarterback, Dakota Falk. He has thrown for just 24 yards tonight, so Holdridge still in the ball game despite the 79 yards of total offense here in this first half. Hastings High has rushed the ball 28 times for 116 yards in this first half. Tyler Rebarger, 4 of 6 throwing the ball for 100 yards, so Hastings High has got 216 yards of total offense here at halftime. Derek Fast has rushed the ball 11 times for 39 yards tonight. Tyler Rebarger, 8 rushes, 25 yards and a touchdown with 1 fumble. Tyce Mathias has got 6 rushes for 30 yards and a touchdown. And Will Reimer is flat getting the job done offensively. He's got 3 receptions and 92 yards. He's got that nice punt return of 50 yards and more. So Will Reimer having a good ball game tonight for Hastings High. For the Holdridge Dusters, you've got Hamling, their running back. Alex Hamling has carried the ball 8 times for 26 yards. Dakota Falk has carried the ball for 3 times for 13 yards. And again, he's 3 of 8, throwing the ball for just 24 yards in the ballgame. Hastings High, so far, has got 12 first downs compared to 3 for Holdridge. So Hastings High really dominating, Eric, on the scoreboard and on the statistical category, but Tigers got to be a little bit upset about not getting that third touchdown on the board with inside 2 minutes to go.
The 2 fumbles is the difference right now. That's just keeping Holdridge in the game, and you hate to keep a team like this in the ball game, especially on senior night or anything like that. I mean, they're going to come out in the second half and obviously going to play with nothing to lose because they're in the ball game, and really this could be, you know, essentially a 28-7 type ball game.
So Hastings High has the lead instead. It is 14-7. Tigers have the lead over the Holdridge Dusters. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Tyce Auto Care Halftime Show. When we come back, we'll talk with our main man, Tony Harper, the head coach of the Hastings College Broncos. That's coming up next on the Tyce Auto Care Halftime Show on 1230 KHAS.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
And we're talking with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper. The Broncos sitting at 6-0 on the season, 5-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. showdown time in the GPAC tomorrow. They've got fourth-ranked Morningside on the slate. They're also 6-0, 5-0 in the conference. And, Coach, it sounds good to just feel about to talk about getting to the top of the conference and playing a game like this tomorrow. That's a feather in our cap. We've had a good year so far.
We really have, and it's a credit to the kids fighting through some adversity early in the season and then through some injuries and then through some of the stuff that we put ourselves into. It's a credit to our assistant coaches to make sure we refocus every day. You know, we're still trying to get Hastings College football back to where it used to be underneath Coach Cotton, Coach Ells, Coach Maupin, and all those guys. This is just another step. We're going to have to play perfect, but we've been a pretty fun ride so far this year.
It's the first time since 1999 that Hastings College has started the season 6-0. I keep throwing that in your face, Coach, but maybe we can move it on to the 7-0 after tomorrow.
Well, let's not get too crazy, but, you know, that's the expectations. You know, that's why we played a football game, and Morningside is a great football team. They're top four in the nation, and all got, you know, all these stats and things like that, but we just got to go out there and play our game and see what happens.
Faced a little adversity on the road last week. Fell behind, did not play very well for the first three quarters and a couple of more minutes of the fourth quarter before we finally got things going, scoring 15 points in the final 10 minutes to beat Midland. What was the score last week? 20-17.
Yeah, you know, you say it's the first three quarters, and I would have said even a little bit more than that, about three and a half quarters. But again, it just showed the resolve of this team. You know, we had some open receivers we didn't hit in the first half. We had some missed tackles that we didn't do defensively. We had a couple miscues on special teams, and then all of a sudden, bang, it just clicked for the guys. And it's a credit to be around our players and our assistant coaches because they're the ones responsible for calming down and refocusing and getting the job done, and they did a great job last week.
Yeah, we didn't reinvent the wheel in the final 10 minutes of that ball game last week. All of a sudden, things just started to click. Had two big stops defensively, and then it seemed like that kind of fed the offense, didn't it?
Just playing football, and it's been a while. We talked a little bit after the game, the malign defense, and rightfully so, because we're giving up some yards and some things like that, but we came through, and we stepped up when we needed to step up. Now it's going to take a major step up Saturday, but it was good to see. It just gives the guys confidence. You know, Jordan Consberg, he's a sophomore, made a great play on fourth down. Braulio Castillo, he's just a junior. This is his first year starting linebacker. He made a huge play on fourth down. Then our offensive guys see that and be like, okay, here they are. Now they're back, so let's do what we do. And it's just fun watching those guys play.
Did not have a great day offensively, but like we've said, you found a way to win, and that's the important thing. You got it under the win column, and we get out of the Fremont, we move on to the next one.
Yeah, and that's what we tell the kids, that, you know, it's a 24-hour rule, and you just got to go out there and you got to do some things. And to come back, you know, the biggest turning point in that game, to be honest with you, I think, was when we went for the two-point conversion and got it. That just, all of a sudden, they're like, okay, well, this is going to work. So I think that was huge. And you watch Joe Holtzclaw and Dave Kamara and Rich Mason on the sidelines. Those guys are staying calm. Jordan Brown made a couple tweaks on special teams to kind of get Kenny. I mean, Kenny nailed an 82-yard punt, you know. And it was nice watching those guys do what they do in that second half.
So then you come back home and you get to work and you flip the calendar and, oh, coming up next we've got, oh, that fourth-ranked team of the nation, and Morningside comes in here this week. How was the week of practice?
You know, we started off a little slow, and we're the type of guys as a coaching staff, we're not going to hide anything from our guys. You know, we're very black and white, and usually we don't even talk about who we're playing, but we knew that they were going to hear it, you know, on campus and in the press and all that other stuff. So we just flat out told them on Sunday, fellas, it's going to be a big football game. This is what you play college football for. The number four team in the nation who's leading the conference, who's number one in almost every category you can make up, they're coming to town, and they have not played anybody within 28 points, I think. And this is a great opportunity for us. Tuesday, we kind of pressed a little bit. Wednesday, we calmed down, played football. Thursday, we had a good practice in some windy conditions. And, you know, that's just kind of, we talked a little bit about it. Says, fellas, stop worrying about it. The reason we're at where we're at is because you don't worry about who you're playing. You take care of yourselves. So it's been an interesting week of practice, but one it's been a true learning experience for all of us.
Yeah, we can't play scared. This is a good football team, but we can't play scared. Don't we just have to play our game and go into this thing like it's anybody else?
Yeah, definitely. And if you look at the closest game they had was against Doan College, 28-3. And if you pop the film in and watch it, Coach Franzen had his guys just playing hard and playing fast. That's all they did. They didn't do anything out of the ordinary. They just played football. Now, we can't make mistakes, though. We got to play within our system and understand, guys, they may be bigger, they may be faster, they may be stronger, but we have faced adversity that they haven't this year. So let's use that as a rallying point and play football.
Do we have to play a perfect game tomorrow against Morningside to win this thing?
You know, I've been talking a lot all week that we got to, you know, somebody asked me, what's it going to take to beat Morningside? I go, be perfect. But, you know, in reality, nobody's perfect. We got to play our scheme, and we're going to make mistakes defensively, offensively, special teams. But if we play within our system and at our tempo, who knows what could happen. You know, it's we're going to have to basically what we got to do is play assignment sound football. We got to get a quality rep, and we got to play fast. That's what we got to do, and we'll see if we can do that tomorrow.
They are very good on defense. That's probably their forte over here. Number one in the nation in a lot of categories. Number one in rushing defense. Number one in total defense. Number one in scoring defense. Nobody has scored more than 10 points against this team. So what makes them so good on that side of the ball?
You know, all 11 guys are good football players. You know, they don't do a lot of fancy stuff on defense. You pretty much know what they're going to bring. You pretty much know what their coverages are. And they're, what they do that's great is they challenge people. Okay, we're going to get there before you can get the ball off. Or we're going to be over the top and break on this ball before your receiver can get to it. They understand their fits. They know where they individually go within their scheme, and then they know where their help is. And that's a huge advantage to them because those guys, you look at the success of their team in the past years, they're very, very successful. But they also play a lot of juniors and seniors who have been in the system. You know, the retention is good, the continuity with the coaching staff. That plays a lot into it, and that's why they're so successful on that side of the ball.
And they've been through big games as well. As they've been challenging for the national championship the past several years and champions of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. As good as they are on defense, they're very good on offense, led by their quarterback in Joel Nixon.
Yeah, he's a special type of player. He's from Wakefield. He came in. He was an all-conference receiver when he played. You know, this year they had some situations at quarterback, and coach puts him at quarterback, and now the boys all-conference and a player of the week nationally every other week. But he's their catalyst. He's their go-to guy. He's what you want to quarterback to be. He does not get rattled. He throws two picks against Doan. He don't care. He's still slinging it around. He is a very solid football player. But the thing that they do now this year that makes them so dangerous is with Coach Pohl, their new offensive coordinator, he's really broadened what they do. They're going to be in empty sets. They're going to be throwing the ball around a little bit more, and they haven't had to do that since the Phoebe days a few years back. But then they got a good old tailback in Fred Jones, who's a load. I mean, he'll pound you, and he's always getting positive yards. So they've kind of expanded their offense a little bit, and that's why none of their games have been very close.
All right. Is there a kink in the armor? How do we win tomorrow?
You know what we told the guys is we got it, and we talked a little bit about it earlier. We just got to play our tempo. We cannot match their tempo because it's not because we can't do it, but that's not who we are. They're going to go fast. They're going to go no huddle on the offense. They're going to make big plays on the defense. They're going to go, and they're going to be doing some things like that. We got to play within our system. We got to go at our tempo. We got to make this thing a four-quarter game. They haven't been in a four-quarter game, and we can't push the panic button when we get down. If we get down tomorrow, we can't be like, okay, let's chuck the run and let's just throw that ball all over the yard. We can't be like that. Play within the system. Play four quarters with our tempo. We'll see what happens.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Tony Harper, head man for Hastings College. Again, game tomorrow will be at 1 o'clock. Be on the air with a pregame show at 12 o'clock noon on 1230 KHAS.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here on the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show. We're in Holdridge tonight. Kiefer Field, Hastings College, rather Hastings High, has got the lead here over the Holdridge Dusters by the score of 14-7 at halftime. Adams Central all over St. Paul tonight. They're going to have a running clock early in St. Paul. Still in the second quarter, Adams Central 48, St. Paul nothing. 48-0, Adams Central the lead over the St. Paul Wildcats. They've got a running clock already in that football game, so that's going to be a short one tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia winning last night over at Third Central. And some other ball games we've got going on tonight. Across the area, we see York out on top of the Aurora Huskies. What has happened to Aurora? York 21 and Aurora 13. They're in the second quarter of play. Grand Island Senior High leading Lincoln High at halftime. It's 24-0. Kearney has got a lead over North Platte tonight, 44-0. They're in the second quarter of play. Central City is out on top of Gibbon at halftime. The score there is 3-0. Grand Island Northwest out on top of Columbus in the second quarter. It is 14-0 there. McCook is leading the Lexington Minutemen. It is 13-0. They are in the second quarter of play. So half of the games were played last night, the other half being played tonight. That's how we wrap things up here for the 2012 season. The state high school football playoffs will get underway next Thursday across the state. They'll play Thursday and Friday. And the pairings from the Nebraska School Activities Association will be released sometime during the day tomorrow. And as soon as we get those, we'll pass them along to you here on 1230 KHIS. So Hastings High has got the lead here over the Holdridge Dusters. The Tigers racking up about 216 yards of total offense in the first half alone. Had a pretty good night offensively in the first two quarters, 116 yards on the ground, 100 yards through the air. Meanwhile, the Hastings High defense getting the job done. Holdridge has only got 55 yards rushing and 24 yards throwing the football here tonight in the first half of play. Derek Fast again, 11 carries, 39 yards. Tyler Rebarger, 8 rushes, 25 yards. Tyce Mathias, 6 carries, 30 yards. Will Reimer, 3 receptions, 92 yards. He's also got a 50-yard punt return. That put the Tigers in a good field position in that first half, so we're set to go. Hastings High, like we said, Eric probably should be back out on top about 21-7, if not 28-0 in this football game. As a couple of turnovers in the first half, they always come back to bite you.
I promise that's exactly what Coach Rebarger told his troops at halftime there. A couple of simple words: quit turning the ball over. Hastings High doing everything else that they wanted to, offensively, defensively, really executing well in special teams, but two turnovers, a fumble down on the goal line and then the fumble on the punt reception. That's the only thing keeping Holdridge in the game right now.
So Hastings High kicks off. Holdridge is going to fumble the ball inside the 20. They pick it back up to the 20-yard line to the 25, and that's where they're going to start here as they bring the ball up to about the 26-yard line. Bringing the ball back for the Dusters was Derek Goodwin. Well, the guy's been all over the place on defense and special teams. Now he returns the kickoff. Why not?
Well, I think he might wash the uniforms after the game. Who knows?
They bring the ball out to just across the 25. We'll call it the 25-yard line here as it's inching closer to the 26, but that's where those starts. Just underway here in the third quarter. High school football action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Mike Well, Eric Buderas this week from Kiefer Field and Holdridge. So the Dusters will come out here. Their quarterback is Dakota Falk. He's in the shotgun set as he comes down the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be tackled into play as he hangs onto the football. Running the option play as he brings the ball down the line of scrimmage. He's going to be buried in a play there by the Tigers. Getting through there is going to be Mark Gooden. Gooden, a 6'1", 210-pound senior for the Tigers. A loss of 2 yards in the play. We'll call it second down and 12 yards to go. The Dusters moving from our left to our right here in quarter number three. Hastings High has got the lead. It is 14-7. Again, Dakota Falk this time is under center. Play action pass. He rolls to his left. He holds the ball, throws it, and the ball's going to be incomplete. Nearly intercepted over there by the Tigers. Rebarger nearly got his hands on it there for Hastings High. The ball thrown in the direction again of Brock Rodemaker, the 6'1", 175-pound senior for the Dusters. And it's going to bring up a third down situation now for Holdridge. Third down at about 11 yards to go. The ball pushed back here at the 24-yard line.
Tigers really doing nothing extremely fancy on defense tonight. They're manning up on the outside and just playing good hard-nosed football on the interior defensive line here. Holdridge not able to get anything going offensively tonight.
Falk throws the ball again to the left side. The ball is going to be caught, but just a short gain out here to about the 33-yard line. Nice pass that time. It was delivered right to Luke Ackerman that time. They're going to give him a good spot on the ball there as they bring it up to about the 34. Going to be about 2 yards shy of a first down, so a completed pass there from Falk out to Ackerman. And Holdridge will be looking at a fourth down situation here. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 14-7. We're just into the third quarter, and Holdridge is going to come up to the line of scrimmage like they're going to go for this one here. Fourth down and a yard to go from their own 34-yard line. Dakota Falk is going to be up under center. Let's see if they really go for it. They're going to go for it here. They're going to hand the ball away, and I don't think they got there. No, they give the ball away to Alex Hamling, and I think Hastings High held them on fourth down and one from their own 34-yard line.
There was a great hole that opened up right behind the center there on the offensive line for Holdridge, but three Tigers filled that very quickly, and all three of them hanging on, not letting him get any forward progress or any forward push at all.
Matt Karloff was one of the guys to get there for the Hastings High Tigers, so Holdridge rolling the dice here, and their head coach, Jason Hale, they go for it on fourth down and a yard from their own 34-yard line. Hastings High holds the Dusters, and now the Tigers will take over first down and 10 on the Holdridge 34.
A touchdown here would go a long ways. It would just absolutely squash any momentum Holdridge thought that they could have attained here at halftime, put Tigers up by two touchdowns, and I don't think Holdridge is built to come back from a deficit like that.
Boy, a big, big stop there for Hastings High. Now the Tigers need to take advantage. Here's Rebarger faking the pitch on the option play, 30 down to the 25-yard line and brought down there. Rebarger taking it around the right end that time. Took it down to the 25-yard line. That's Dakota Falk into the stop. Yeah, the Tigers can take a lot of wind out of the sails of the Holdridge Dusters right here. A big, big defensive stop by Hastings High. Now they got the ball in golden opportunity situation here. At the Holdridge 25-yard line just underway in the third quarter, Hastings with a lead. The score is 14-7. Rebarger pitches the ball back. That's going to be Matthias sweeping right side. 25 down inside the 25, down to close to the 20-yard line before he's popped out of bounds on the far sideline. So Dice Matthias, the 5'11", 159-pound senior, carries the ball on a sweep to the right side. They will move the six again. Hastings High approaching the red zone here in the third quarter after a nice defensive stand. Hastings out on top 14-7 here in this football game. That's Will Reimer splits out wide to the left side now. There's a lot of real estate to the left side of the quarterback, Tyler Rebarger. Tyler is up under center. Man comes in motion. They're going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Fast slipping through there. He's at the 20, down to the 15, down to the 11-yard line. Derek Fast moves it down close to the 10-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Dakota Falk again for the Holdridge defense.
And the big fella putting both hands on the ball, really covering it up. Holdridge defenders trying to rip at that thing and pull it away, but Fast, the big fella, doing a great job keeping the loaf of bread.
Now we've got an official's timeout. You're bringing the chains from the far sideline again. So trotting out on the field, you've got the Jeb Brandt Shoulder Insurance Measurement Gang who measure for a possible first down here for Hastings High down around the 10-yard line. The officials look, and they're going to come up about 6 inches short. So Hastings High is still with a good situation here. Third down and short from the Holdridge. Looks like about the 11-yard line. 9:17 to play here in the third quarter. The Hastings High Tigers out on top of the Dusters tonight. The score is 14-7. Adams Central rolling in their ball game tonight over St. Paul, 48-0. They should be sneaking closer to halftime up there in St. Paul. So it's going to be second down and short. Second down at about 6 inches to go here. Rebarger is just going to go straight ahead. He didn't have to go far. He didn't get much either. Rebarger on the quarterback sneak, but he only had to move the ball about 6 inches there as he goes behind his big center, Zach Cook, into the interior of that offensive line, and Reeves and Karloff. They get the ball right to the 10-yard line. It'll be a first down for Hastings, and now the Tigers will have four cracks at the end zone here. They're trying to put another nail into the coffin and seal up a victory here tonight. 14-7 is the score. Hastings down now at the Holdridge 10-yard line after holding the Dusters on a fourth down and one from the 34-yard line, their own 34. Tell you what, next time I head out to Vegas, I think stop by here and pick up Jason Hale. He rolls the dice on a big, big play there.
But he doesn't win.
Yeah, he didn't win. That's much like I do. Here's Rebarger. He's going to run the option play. He ducks it up inside. He takes the ball down to about the 6 or 7 yard line. You got to give the guy, I guess, a little credit. You're sitting at 2-6 on the season, 2-7, wrapping it up your season on the final night. Why not?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you got 15 seniors on your roster. You got to do what you can to get these kids a win, and they haven't had any success getting anything going, really, even on either side of the ball. 1 yard, you got to like your chances to try to move the ball 3 feet, but I think they only moved it two there, the Tiger defense, with that huge, huge stop.
Second down and goal now for the Tigers down here at the Holdridge 6-yard line. Rebarger hands the ball away again to Fast as he bangs across the 5, down to the 4, down to the 3-yard line. Derek Fast carrying the ball there. The tackle is made in there by the Dusters. The last guy to get up there for the purple-clad Dusters was Ethan Corkery, a 235-pound, 6'3" senior in there for the Dusters. So now Hastings High looking at a third down situation here. Third down at about 3 yards to go for the touchdown. Clock is running with 7.5 minutes to play. So we'll see what head coach Rick Rebarger does here. You expect probably a two-down situation here. We're at third down. We're inside the 5-yard line, down at about the 3. Rebarger pitches the ball away. That's Matthias trying to get outside. Matthias at the 2. Matthias at the 1-yard line. He's going to be decked right there. Nice Matthias trying to take the ball around the left end that time. He got it down to about the 1-yard line and did not get in.
It's the same play they ran in the first half when Matthias was able to score that touchdown, but this time Holdridge on the outside able to shake off the block and able to stop Matthias before he could get into the end zone. Again, they've kind of brought him around on a sweep-type play, but the Holdridge defenders out on the perimeter, they're able to shake off the Tiger blocks, and Matthias going to be stopped about, looks like, less than a foot.
Yeah, they actually had a chance to get a first down inside the 1-yard line, so they're going to bring in the Jeb Brandt shoulder insurance measurement gang again. So he's down inside the 2-yard line, down to about the 1.5. He's got to take the ball down to the 1-yard line for the first down. So now Hastings High looking at fourth down and about a half a yard to go for the first down. You've got fourth down and 1 yard to go for the touchdown. And Hastings High will line up to go for it here. Why not? Hastings High with the lead at 14-7. Hastings needs about 6 inches down here for the first down. Rebarger moves to his left. He dives. He gets close. Is he into the end zone? Yes, touchdown. Rebarger takes it in from 1 yard out. Hastings High makes Jason Hale pay for that fourth down call down there. Hastings High gets a touchdown and a 1 yard sneak from Tyler Rebarger.
Just the same play that Rebarger scored on there in the first quarter, a quick snap, and he just ducks it right under the center, leans forward. All he needed was a foot, able to sneak into the end zone, got it rather easily there.
So here comes the extra point coming out there for Hastings High as Sad is into the ball game. Ball is down, the kick is up, and the kick goes through the uprights and is good. So the PAT by Michael Sand is going to be good. Hastings High cashes in. 7 minutes and 5 seconds to play now in quarter number 3. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 21, Holdridge 7.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will and Eric Budera is back here at Kiefer Field in Holdridge tonight. Hastings High has gone out on top now of the Holdridge Dusters by the score of 21-7. As we enjoy the night tie in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines, from Husker Power Products of Hastings, a 8-play, 34-yard drive took 3 minutes and 23 seconds off the clock, and that was set up by the nice defensive stand on 4th down and 1 from the 34-yard line, their own 34. Hastings cashes in. Tigers have the lead now. A score of 21-7. Here's a return man squirting through there for Holdridge, bringing the ball out to the 46-yard line. Bringing the ball back for the Dusters was a Tristan Colgrove. He brings it out on a nice return out to the 46. So that's where Holdridge will start first down and 10.
25-yard return on a play that looked like it should have been stopped. The Holdridge player tried to pick it up there on a little squib kick there by the Tigers. Holdridge Duster touched it around the 25-yard line. Tigers had a good chance to stick him back deep. And then a nice return there, about a 25-yard return to set up the Dusters here on their second possession of the third quarter.
Hastings Adams Central has gone to halftime with St. Paul 48-0 is the score there as the Patriots continue to lead that ball game. Here's Falk running the option play. Quarterback keeper around the left end, not much there. And the tackle is made in there by Hastings High. That's Mark Gooden, the defensive end on that right side. A loss of about a yard in the play for the quarterback, Dakota Falk. Hastings High, Eric, has done a great job defensively, I thought, all night long so far.
Oh, these interior defensive linemen, these guys, they don't get their name mentioned a lot. They don't get a lot of ink in the paper. But these guys have really done a heck of a job tonight against this Duster front line.
All right, here's Dakota Falk again. Going to bring the ball back. Hamling is kind of in the backfield. And guess who? That's going to be Karloff in there again. Matt Karloff, the Mike linebacker, busting through there. And a loss on the play as they spun Hamling down for another couple of yard loss. Back to the 42-yard line. And the Holdridge Dusters have got their Studebaker going in reverse here. It is third down and 14 yards to go on their own 42-yard line after a nice return on the kickoff by Colgrove.
Four plays here in the second half for the Dusters, rushing the football. Three of them have been for negative yardage. The fourth one went for 0 yards.
Here's a pass attempt coming up here as Falk stands in the pocket. The pocket breaks down. He's got a scramble, 40. Brings it out to the 45, and he's going to be stopped right there. So he gets it back to the original line of scrimmage. Tackle is made in there by Cody Newland for Hastings High. It's going to bring up a fourth down and about a 10 situation, maybe a little bit more than 10. And Holdridge will have to punt the football away again. That's going to be Dakota Falk dropping back in the punt formation. Dropping back for Hastings will be Reimer. Also heading back there for the Tigers is going to be Anthony Julian. Reimer had a 50-yard punt return in the first half of play. And he's going to get a chance here from the 20-yard line. Back to the 25, to the 30. Breaks outside to the 35, to the 40. 45, 50 down the sideline. At the 40, one man to beat. He brings it back to the center of the field at the 30. And he's caught 25 down to the 20-yard line. So another great return there by Will Reimer for the Hastings High Tigers as he brings the ball all the way back to the Holdridge 23. Reimer looked like he was in one of those video games for football. Everybody else was kind of in slow motion there, Eric, as Will Reimer, he was the only man running out there as he took the ball all the way down to the 23.
And all he had to do was get by the punter, but the punter there, Folk, with a nice play on it to get by and grab his ankle and bring him down. But a 57-yard punt return this time for Will Reimer. Reimer just having an incredible evening this evening for the Tigers. The senior showing up big in his final game in the black and orange.
Yeah, he had a nice reception, a one-handed grab in the first half of play. Caught three or four balls before halftime. So Hastings High knocking on touchdown door again. First down and 10 down here at the Holdridge 23-yard line. Rebarger hands them all away to Derek Fast, and he's going to be stacked up. Derek Fast running the ball for a yard, maybe two, as they try to pound the inside there. Tackle is made by the Dusters, and in on the stop is Marcus Van Efferen again, the defensive end. So pickup of only 1 yard in the play, second down and 9 yards to go. 4 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in quarter number three. Hastings High out on top of Holdridge by the score of 21-7. Wide receivers left and right. Rebarger up under center. Man goes in motion. That's Sad. He comes back and grabs the ball now as Sad brings it across the 20 down to about the 18-yard line. So Maka Sad, the 5'9", 145-pound senior, carrying the ball there. Wearing number 24 tonight instead of 34, his usual number for the season. As Sad brings the ball down to about the 18. And Hastings now in the red zone here in the third quarter. But they're looking at a third down situation, third down and 5 yards to go.
And right now, the only thing that's going to give Holdridge any life, that's going to keep Holdridge in this ball game, is a turnover. You can bet you that the coaches over on the Hastings High sideline are telling his players to wrap it up. Go down. Don't try to do anything spectacular. Hastings High, right where they want to be in this ballgame.
All right, third down. Here is a pitch play to the wide side of the field. 20 at the 15. Penalty flags down. 10 down to about the 8-yard line. Penalty flags are down. They get the quick pitch to the wide side of the field to Tanner Johnson. I think Hastings High is going to be guilty of a hold downfield here. So the officials have the flag down. The laundry is down at about the 12-yard line. The officials will huddle, and now here's the call. It's going to be a holding call on Hastings. Have not seen a whole lot of penalties in this football game. That's only the seventh one for Hastings High.
For both teams in the ball game.
Yeah, seven combined. I think it was Mitch Long, the guy they're going to be looking at here for the hole downfield. It's only seven penalties between the two teams here in this one tonight. That one goes, it's Hastings, and they bring the ball back to the 22. Hastings High will be looking at third down and 10 yards to go. 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Tigers have the lead over Holdridge, 21-7. Hastings looking to add to their total right here. Reimer splits out wide to the right side now for Hastings. A wide out comes to the left side as well. That double wing set. Michael Sad in motion. Rebarger wants to throw. He stumbles coming out from under center. Throws it to the far side. It's going to be incomplete. Incompleted pass down inside the 10-yard line. Again, going to Reimer over there. Back in coverage was Dakota Falk. And now Hastings High will be looking at a fourth down situation. Fourth down from the 22-yard line of Holdridge. This will be a 39-yard field goal attempt if they elect to do that. That's going to be the case. Michael Sad going to come on for a 34-yard field goal. Actually, let's see, a 39-yard field goal attempt. He is 0 for 3 on field goals so far this year. There, it's up there, and the ball is going to be through the uprights. It is good. Michael Sad nails a 39-yard field goal here for Hastings High. That one set up on the 57-yard punt return by Will Reimer. Hastings tacks on three more. 3 minutes and 8 seconds to play now here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 24, Holdridge 7.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Urinell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Will Reimer, a 57-yard punt return. Hastings High cashes in on a 39-yard field goal by Michael Sander. The Tigers have increased their lead now to 24-7. High school football action tonight here on 1230 KHIS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings High out on top and having it go their way here in the final two games of the season after picking up a win last week over Lexington. Here comes another return now by Holdridge across the 20. Penalty flags down, 25-30. Still on his feet, 35-40 out to the 42-yard line, but this one is probably coming back. Cooper Rogers bringing the ball back. Gino spots a holding call back upfield. Rather, Tristan Colgrove was the guy bringing the ball back there for Holdridge. And a nice return now here to the 42-yard line, but this one is coming back.
Got an official down on the ground here. Looked like he might have got rolled up on. Doesn't look like he's having a very pleasant evening right now.
Yeah, he's down right in the Holdridge. All the players are standing down here at about the 35-yard line. So an official's injury timeout called here as he was knocked to the ground here right in front of the Holdridge bench. In fact, out of bounds over here. So an official is down. I think this is the second time this season that this has happened. We had one up at Dakota State during a Hastings College football game, and they had to attend to the official for several minutes before they got him off of the field, and the officiating crew had to go with the less one man for the rest of the ball game. So the second time I've seen this so far for this 2012 season. We will take a break for an official's injury timeout. We got 2 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 24, Holdridge 7.
Rivals Bar and Grill, supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
1230 KHAS.
Well, they got the official up. He's trying to walk it off here on the near sideline.
Walking pretty gingerly. Yeah, it looks like a knee injury or an ankle. It's tough to tell, but walking pretty gingerly down there.
He's not going to be able to get up and down the field, I don't think. And I think this will be the same situation as we had earlier this year when they had the official go down. I think the crew is just going to get together and they'll go with four refs instead of five for the rest of the way. He's going to try to.
He looks like he wants to try it.
I bet he trails the play. We'll watch him for a while.
Get Will Reimer loose on one of the outsides and see how well he moves.
Good luck. So they're going to stay in the ball game. There's the indication on Holdridge as this kick return is going to come back. Holdridge had good field position. They brought the ball out to the 42-yard line. This one is going to come back. Well, I'm Hastings College football for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. It'll be 4th-ranked Morningside, 14th-ranked Hastings from Lloyd Wilson Field on the air with a pregame show with the coach at about noon, 1 o'clock for the kickoff. Nebraska plays tomorrow on the road at Evanston, Illinois against Northwestern. That'll be a 2:30 kickoff time. We'll be on the air on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Grab your donuts and coffee. 9:30 tomorrow. Pregame show begins tomorrow with the Huskers and the Wildcats of Northwestern. So off the penalty, it'll be Holdridge taking things over at their own 18-yard line. We got 3 minutes to play here in quarter number three as they go straight ahead as they bring the ball to the 19, maybe to the 20 on a short gain there. Now Holdridge is going to run a lot of folks in there, I'm sure, the rest of the way. Derek Goodwin is now running at the tailback spot. Matt Karloff into the stop for Hastings College defensively. So they move the ball from about the 17 up to about the 19-yard line. We'll give them 2 yards in the play. Second down and about 8 as Dakota Falk is in there again as they hand the ball away to Hamling. He brings it across the 20, 21, 22-yard line. So Holdridge has been content as running the football here against this Hastings College defense. They've had little, if any, success there. Hamlin brings the ball up to about the 22. The Tigers bring him down there. So now Holdridge looking at a third down situation. Third down at about 4 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is about the 22 or 23-yard line. Clock is running down here in this third quarter of play. Folk wants to throw the ball, pumps once, pulls it back down. He's in trouble. He's going to be ripped down. And a sack there for the Hastings High defense. A sack there by the Tiger defense. And getting through there and recording the sack for Hastings High will be Zach Cook.
Just great pressure. Tigers right now just teeing off. Knew there that they were going to have to throw the ball. Holdridge hadn't been able to run the ball for any success, especially here in the third quarter. And the defense just really teeing off. Great pressure up front by Hastings High.
Dakota Falk again stands at his own 5-yard line to do the punting. He gets it away. He's going to try to keep it away from Reimer as he kicks it to the near side. It bounces to the 50, 45, 40. And it's going to go out of at Hastings High again, looking at third down and short. Well, they're going to give him a first down. It's going to be enough for a first down as they bring it up to the 48 as they move the chains on the far sideline. So Hastings High with a first down. Tigers moving from our right to our left here for the final 30 seconds of this third quarter. This will be a big win for Rick Rebarger and the Hastings High football team, wrapping up a season that probably didn't go the way they expected, but winning their final two ball games of the season. Rebarger in first and 10 from his own 48. Here's a handoff. They just keep pounding the ball. That's a fast. Brings it across to 50 inside Holdridge territory, down to about the 46-yard line. Derek Fast is having a good night tonight for Hastings High. Moves the ball down to about the 46, and that's going to be the final play of the third quarter. So three quarters in the books tonight. High school football from Kiefer Field at Holdridge. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings High Tigers 24, the Holdridge Dusters 7.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, growing, and now almost 10 years old. A decade ago, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 40 employees, and have grown to become the largest community bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, attractive rate, new banking technology, and supporting many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to our second decade. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will and Eric Budera is back here. It's Kiefer Field and Holdridge tonight. Hastings High out on top by a score of 24-7 in the ball game. Hastings High now with 277 yards of total offense in this football game. They've got 177 yards on the ground. By the way, our stats tonight at the end of the third quarter, brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island. You can catch him on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. Hastings High, 42 rushing attempts, 177 yards. Rebarger, 4 of 7, throwing the ball for 100 yards. So they've got 277 total yards in the ball game, 16 first downs. As the Tigers are working with the ball now, this fourth quarter is underway. The pitchback comes to Tanner Johnson. And Tanner Johnson takes the ball down to about the 43-yard line of Holdridge. So the fourth quarter is underway. Johnson moves the ball down to about the 43. That was a pickup of a couple of yards in the play. Now the Tigers looking at a third down situation. Third down here for Hastings High. The Tigers leading this ball game by a score of 24-7 in the contest. Play comes in from head coach Rick Rebarger in the far sideline. So Hastings High looking at third down at about 2. That's Reimer split out wide to the left side. Valley's going to come to the right side of the formation. Third down and 2 from the 43. Rebarger up under center. Hands the ball away fast. He goes straight ahead. Puts his head down. He's going to be close there as Derek Fast tries to get the ball on the first down marker here. Tackle is made in there by the Holdridge Dusters. That's Alex Hamling on the stop. Holdridge, by the way, statistically after three quarters, 21 attempts rushing for 55 yards. They are 4 of 11 throwing the ball for just 33 yards. So Hastings High has held the Dusters to only 88 total yards in the ball game and 3 first downs. Wow. Tigers playing well defensively here tonight. And now we're going to bring in the Jeb Brandt shoulder insurance measurement gang again from the far sideline to measure for a possible first down. as they put down their sticks, and the officials will say it's going to be just short. About, what, 2-3 inches short. So Hastings High looking at a fourth down situation, and I'll just bet you right here that Rick Rebarger will roll the dice. Why not? You got a lead, 24-7, 11 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings trying to win their third ball game of the season, their second one in a row to wrap up the year. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side for Hastings. That's Anthony Julian, who's into the ball game now. Hastings looking at fourth down at about 2 inches from the 42.5 yard line. They're going to pitch the ball back here. That's going to be Sad getting outside. He's got the first down and more. He is still on his feet. He's down at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He's into the end zone, touchdown. The Tigers cross up the Holdridge Dusters defensively. They had him all jammed up inside. Hastings with a pitch outside, and boy, Michael Sad has got some speed. He turned on the afterburners, and he was flat gone. Not a man touched him for the Holdridge Dusters, and Hastings High gets on the board.
Absolutely untouched. Took the pitch from Rebarger off the left side. Couple of steps to get around the corner, and he was gone. The Holdridge defense was absolutely prepared there. They were expecting Rebarger to do one of those quick snap sneaks right behind the center. That wasn't the case. A great call by the Tiger coaching staff and great execution by the Tigers offensively. The point after up and good for the Tigers as they now have extended the lead to 31-7 with 10:49 left to play here in this season.
So a good football game so far for Hastings High here as they've tacked on another one. A 42-yard touchdown run from Michael Sad. Hastings High has the lead. We'll take a break. Tigers 31, Dusters 7.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. The Tigers led this baby at halftime by a score of 14-7, but they have cranked her up here in the second half. Hastings High now with a lead, 31-7 over Holdridge. And we've got 10 minutes and 49 seconds to play in this football game as they kick off again and running the ball back here. Well, the Holdridge Dusters, and brought down at about the 27-yard line, bringing the ball back there was Luke Ackerman for Holdridge. So Hastings High will come back out defensively, doing a good job here tonight.
Oh, yeah. 38.
So it's going to bring up a first down and 10 here for Holdridge. We'll see what they can get going offensively. I tell you what, they have not had much offense here tonight. As we mentioned, after three quarters, they had only 88 total yards, 55 on the ground, only 33 yards passing the football tonight. As their front line unit stays out there, as Dakota Falk is going to be in the shotgun set here. First down, 10 yards to go. They're going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Hamlin carrying the ball for a couple of yards as he approaches the 30-yard line.
Eight plays, 38 yards, and 4 minutes, 22 seconds for the Tigers there. Scoring drive there.
I've got to get your system down. So Hastings High with the lead down 31-7 as Holdridge picks up a couple of yards in the last play. Second down and 7. The line of scrimmage is now the 30-yard line. Holdridge moving from our right to our left here in the fourth and final quarter. Here's a Balky's going to hand the ball away on a reverse play to the far sideline, and unable to get outside is going to be a Rodemaker. He's going to be pulled down into play. Rodemaker pulled down into play. Now some New Jersey's out there. Tanner Johnson is out there defensively as he's in the area right there.
Correction there on that last drive. Eight plays, 62 yards. 62 yards for the Tigers there. Eight plays in 4 minutes, 22 seconds.
All right, so the Tigers getting that touchdown on the 42-yard run by Michael Sad. They increase their lead to 31-7. It's now going to bring up a third down and 3 from the 34-yard line. Folk wants to throw the ball, does so on the far sideline, and it's going to be caught over there. Did he hang on to it? Yes, he did. He made a reception over there, and that's going to be Rodemaker making the catch there. He went down to his knees and tried to cradle that baby in there, and he hangs onto it at about the 40-yard line. So a first down here. That's only the fourth first down of the night for the Holdridge Dusters. So Folk is up under their center this time with wide receivers split out to the left side. They're going to hand the ball away to Hamling again. Slides through there. Picks up 1-2 yards, and he's going to be driven out of the turf. Tackle is made in there by a Wyatt Davis, the linebacker for Hastings High. The junior, he'll be back next year. He's a Sam linebacker here for head coach Rick Rebarger. So a pickup of 2 yards in the play. Second down and two. As they have moved the ball out here to the 42-yard line, limping along here in the fourth quarter with Hastings High out on top 31-7. We got 8:47 to play in the contest. Dakota Falk in there again, shotgun set. He's going to fake the ball, play action pass under pressure. Newland in pursuit, and he throws the ball into the Hastings High bench. Newland was in pursuit, and he had a lot of help coming in there as well. Busting through there for Hastings High and almost getting to the quarterback was Mark Gooden. So Mark Gooden nearly brought Dakota Falk down. And now we've got Falk down in the play. He is sitting in the seat of his pants out there on the far sideline at about the 30-yard line. So Dakota Falk, who's went all the way at quarterback and is the Mr. Everything player, looks like he's going to be all right. Looks like he's just tying a shoe over there.
He's been running a lot. He's been running for his life here in the second half. The Tiger defense doing a great job of applying a lot of pressure to him. You know, the Tigers just smelling blood in the water right now.
He's been all over the place. He's punted. He's played on defense, and he's been the quarterback offensively here for the Dusters. So it's about nap time for him. It's a third down here. Third down and 8 yards to go from their own 42-yard line. Hastings out on top, 31-7. Folk wants to throw. Pumps once, moves to his left, throws the ball downfield, throws it up there, and the ball is going to be caught inside the 30-yard line. They threw it up for a jump ball down here, and the catch is going to be made, but we got a penalty flag down in the center of the field. The catch is made by Dylan Hickson. Hastings had coverage with Anthony Julian back there as they just throw it up there, and Hickson comes down with it, but a penalty flag back up field at the 44-yard line, and it looks, let's see, the official is going to confer on this one. So a big pass play from Falk to a Dylan Hickson. Hastings with coverage with Anthony Julian. It's going to be a hold on Hastings High, so this one will stand up. A completed pass all the way down to the Hastings High 27. Falk just kind of threw that baby up there, Eric, and Hastings High had got by guy down there, but couldn't come up with a football.
Really looked like it should have been picked off, and Hickson just able to just reach above the Tiger defender, and Hastings High tried to knock the pass down, but great concentration by Hickson there. A ball that just when it's in the air, you know, it's almost hunting season. You could have shot it out of the air. It was up there so long, but Holdridge with their best drive of the night.
All right, Folk has got it again. He throws the ball to the far sideline. That ball is going to be caught there, but Hastings right there defensively. They get the ball to Luke Ackerman out there on the edge on the right side, but Ackerman's going to be drugged down on the play. Tackle is made in there by Hastings High. That is Mitch Long over there for the Tigers now defensively. Over there in a hurry. That was a completed pass, but he got a penalty flag down as well. As the officials again going to confer. I have another holding call here. This one will be on Holdridge, though. They're going to talk with the captains over there, and now the officials coming over to make the call. And he's going to come over and talk with head coach Jason Hale of the Holdridge Dusters. So no indication yet. It looks like they're going to march it off here against the Dusters. It's going to be a holding call against Holdridge. So a completed pass. They didn't go far in the first place. Looked like they stopped him for no gain. But head coach Rick Rebarger for Hastings will have a march off the 10-yard penalty here on the Dusters. That'll bring the ball back here to about the 40 or 37-yard line. It's going to bring up a first down and long. Looks like the guilty party was Hamling, number 9, Alex Hamling. So first down now and 20 yards to go. They got the ball at the Hastings High 37-yard line, the best drive so far for the Dusters. Dakota Falk wants to throw, throws it in the center of the field. It's caught, but it's going to be a loss of a yard in the play. They set up a little screen pass in the center of the field there. The ball was caught by Rodemaker. Hastings High right there again defensively. They'd smell that baby out. A completed pass, a loss of a yard. That's going to bring up second down and 21 yards to go.
Yeah, he had two options down here on the play. The Tiger defense took the back coming out of the out of the backfield. Hastings High took him completely out of play. I know that was Folk's first option. He looked off, shook that away, made the nice short completion in the middle of the field, and the Tiger defense right there to stop for the loss of two on the play.
All right, they're going to call it second down and 23 yards to go. Now Folk on a quarterback draw play. He is going to be stacked up trying to get away, but he's going to be drugged down for another loss in the play. Well, the Tigers just tee it off. That time, a quarterback draw from Falk. And he is nailed into play by Mark Gooden of Hastings High. He was the first guy to get there. But look at the white jerseys coming through for the Tiger D. Hastings High has looked very good tonight on defense, with the exception of that ball that was just thrown up there for a jump ball. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and 25 yards to go. And the old Etzel is running on two cylinders here. Third down and 25 from the 42 of Hastings. Falk wants to throw again. He's got time. Throws it across the middle. It's incomplete. Incomplete pass there. And again, they're trying to get the ball to Rodemaker. That one was not even close. It was wide of the target, and it's going to bring up a fourth down. So after some promise, Holdridge looked like they could maybe put some points on the scoreboard here in the fourth quarter. They do absolutely nothing after that completed pass, and now it's fourth down and 25 yards to go for Holdridge, and they got to punt the football away.
That one's going to sting a little bit because Holdridge had the ball down here inside the Tiger 30-yard line and looked, you know, had put together their best drive, but a crucial holding penalty, an offensive holding penalty, backed them right up, and then the Tiger defense responds with back-to-back tackles for a loss on a couple of big plays.
So now we got Will Reimer coming back out. He's had a sensational night tonight.
I bet they don't punt to him.
If I was Mr. Falk, I would. Now they're going to take a 5-yard penalty here for delay of game or an offside call on Holdridge. And they say Derek Goodwin might have been the guy who jumped off sides. That just gives Falk maybe an additional 5 yards here. Reimer will sneak up. He'll be at his own 10-yard line. Hastings High out on top of Holdridge in their season finale, 31-7. High snap. Falk runs to his right, gets rid of the ball as he kicks it down the field here. Bounces to the 20, 15, 10. At the 5-yard line, Holdridge has got some guys down there, and they down the football inside the 5-yard line. So they down the football, and that's Luke Ackerman down there again for the Dusters. Downs the football inside the 5, and Hastings High will come out now 97 yards away from their goal line here. 6 minutes and 32 seconds to play. Coming up after the ball game, we'll have our player of the game tonight, our coach's post-game show. Tyson Ivronik will be around after the ball game with all the scores and the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show here tonight, so stick around for that. At last check, Adams Central had a big lead as they were leading St. Paul, and now we got an update. Adams Central 68, St. Paul nothing. They are still in the third quarter up in St. Paul. So here comes Tyler Rebarger. He's going to stay in there, the senior quarterback for Hastings High, as they just pound the ball straight ahead. That's going to be Derek Fast as he brings the ball up to about the 5-yard line. So Hastings High now just going to work on the clock here. We're down to 6 minutes and 16 seconds to play. Hastings High looks like they're going to wrap up the season with 2 straight wins to go into their offseason. They're going to miss the playoffs, but they pick up 2 wins here at the end of the season over Lexington and Holdridge, and they're going to finish out their year with the 3 wins on the board here tonight.
And this is going to feel real good for the Tigers. It's been a tough season. I know they came into the season with a lot of, you know, with some expectations, wanting to get back to the playoffs again this year. Things didn't exactly go the way they wanted to, but a great way to cap this season with a couple of victories.
Derek Fast getting the call again as he brings it up to about the 9-yard line. We're going to be down inside 5.5 minutes when we snap the ball one more time. Hastings High will be looking at a third down situation. So the state playoffs will be coming up next Thursday in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. Classes A and B will play next Friday. Pairings from the NSAA will be announced sometime tomorrow, and hopefully we'll have those by Hastings College football time. We'll get those on for you. Tyson may have those for Allen's open house on sports for you tomorrow morning at 10, so they just have to hang around. We'll wait for the pairings to come out. Adams Central rolling tonight up at St. Paul, though, 68-0. Adams Central going to wrap up an undefeated regular season. St. Cecilia will be in the playoffs next week. Several area teams, Giltner, Blue Hill, all going to be in the state playoffs next week, and probably many more.
Now Derek Fast here, the big fella tonight, racking up the nothing spectacular about what he's doing, but he's been incredibly effective. 18 carries, 64 yards tonight, and the big fella just getting it done for the Tigers right up the middle. Here he goes again.
Yeah, he takes it. No, they're going to fake it. Now we can come down to near sideline, 30, 35, 40. That's Matthias. He's going to be all the way, and he's going to take the ball for a touchdown. Boy, that was a great fake up inside to Derek Fast. They hand the ball away then to Matthias as he takes the distance for another Hastings High touchdown. The Tigers executing beautifully as they take it the distance there. That is a 90-yard touchdown run by Tyce Matthias.
90 yards on that. A great fake by the Tigers there. Had us fooled up in the booth. We were looking for Fast to get the carry right through the middle. But no, Matthias scoots around. Had everybody in the stadium fooled. I think when Matthias was scooting down the right sideline here, everybody acted surprised. You could just kind of hear a gasp here in the crowd. And he scooted untouched 90 yards.
Here comes the extra point now by Sad as they will tack on another one. Unbelievable. Tyce Matthias faked out everybody in the stadium here tonight as he takes it 90 yards for a touchdown. And Hastings High tacks on another 7. 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the game. Hastings 38, Holdridge 7.
Each year, Americans throw nearly half the food they buy away. That's roughly $165 billion annually. And for a family of four, equivalent to $2,275 each year. This month, let's help stop this trend. From October 15th through November 15th, support the Midas Thanksgiving Food Drive and donate your food instead of throwing it out. Give 1 pound or more of non-perishable food items and get $5 off any one repair during the next 6 months. This Thanksgiving, our goal is that nobody goes hungry, because one can make a difference.
Donations accepted at CPI Midas locations in Grand Island and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Unbelievable as Tyce Matthias takes it 90 yards for a touchdown. Hastings High now on top by a score of 38-7. If our memory serves us correct here, I think Matthias has 2 90-yard touchdown runs this season. He took one back at 90 yards against the McCook earlier this year. Now 9 rushes, 127 yards, and 2 touchdowns. When you're going to run it at 90 yards, your chances of getting in the double digits or triple digits pretty good.
Yeah, that doesn't do any damage to your yards per carry average.
Here's a Hastings High. They're going to kick off here tonight as Holdridge's going to try to get something going as they just bring the ball back in the center of the field, and they will start this drive at about the 26-yard line.
The old ball coach going to feel pretty good about this one tonight.
That's a Colgrove again, I think, bringing the ball back there for the Dusters. So I would imagine for the final 4 minutes and 46 seconds, we're going to see everybody in the ball game here tonight. Hastings High out on top by a score of 38-7. Hastings led this maybe 14-7 at halftime, but they have played extremely well here in this final ball game of the season, offensively, defensively. Only a couple of mistakes and a special teams mistake when they fumbled a punt early in this football game that resulted in the Holdridge touchdown as they went 27 yards on the drive to score their first touchdown. The pass is going to be caught here at the 40, out to the 45, to the 46-yard line. Tanner Johnson into the stop there for Hastings High. Pass completed to Marcus Van Amperen, the senior tight end for the Holdridge Dusters. They have some of the frontliners still in there for each team, especially the seniors out there playing their final ball game of the season here tonight. 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Hastings High out on top with a score of 38-7 here in the ball game. As the quarterback stays in there, that's going to be Falk. Here's a play-action pass. He's under pressure. He's going to cock the arm, throws the ball downfield. So pushing and shoving. There's going to be a penalty flag down. The ball is going to be caught down there. We'll see which way this one goes as Hickson grabs the ball in front of the Mason Spilinick downfield. But we've got a penalty flag down. It had some pushing and shoving, and it looks like Holder's going to come up to the line of scrimmage, and this one might be going against Hastings High defensively. So a long completed pass as they get the ball downfield. It's going to be an interference call against Hastings. So interference against Hastings. That's going to go on Spilnick, number 13. Now in there in the defensive secondary for the Tigers. Again, they just kind of throw it up there. Falk just kind of throws it up. And for the second time, Hickson is down there to grab the reception for Holdridge. So for the second consecutive drive, the Dusters now have the ball inside the Tiger 30. Last time they had to punt the football away as Hastings came up with some nice stops defensively. They're going to throw the ball now. It's going to be caught for the touchdown. He throws off of his back foot, and they get it into the end zone for a touchdown. That's Marcus Van Empen. We got a penalty flag back upfield.
It's going to be a roughing the passer penalty. Tigers come in, maybe a little hit on the took a couple extra, too many steps there, but touchdown pass there from Falk to Van Empen. Then there's the roughing the passer signal by the official against the Tigers. So Holdridge snaps a streak from the Tigers. Hastings High had scored 31 unanswered points in the ball game. Holdridge snaps that streak, adds their second touchdown here of the evening. Tigers still well out in front. We're just over 4 minutes, 4 minutes, 13 seconds left to play here in the ball game this evening.
Now we got the PAT coming up. Their last touchdown came way back in the first quarter with 3 minutes to play as Brian Sunblade took it in from 19 yards out. So they get one here in mop-up duty as Dakota Falk throws one to Marcus Van Emperen. A touchdown throw there. Now we got a PAT attempt coming up here. Into the ball game will be Dylan Hickson to attempt the PAT. Ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick is going to be good. We've got a penalty flag down on the far side. Penalty flag down on the far side of the field again on this extra point attempt. It's going to be, let's see, the officials' illegal motion. Illegal motion against the purple team. That's going to be Holdridge, so they'll march off a five-yard penalty. Coming up after the ball game, we've got the player of the game. We've got our coach's post-game show, and then the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Tyson Ebronik will be along with all the scores coming up later on tonight here on 1230 KHIS. So a five-yard penalty marched off against Holdridge. They'll try this point after again. Ball is down. Hickson is into the football. It goes sailing toward the uprights. It is good. So the PAT is good. Holdridge tacks on seven more. Less than a minute after Hastings High gets the touchdown from Matthias. So we got 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the ball game. It's now Hastings High 38, Holdridge 14.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Today's game under the lights brought to you by Krieger Electric, serving the greater Hastings Quad County area since 1950 with complete electrical service for all of your commercial, industrial, and residential needs. Call Krieger Electric at 402-462-5757 or search KriegerElectric.com. So on the penalty, here's Holdridge. They're going to kick off, and it's going to be an onside kick, and it's going to be fielded by Hastings High. They will grab it at the 33-yard line. So because of the penalties there, the roughing the passer, Holdridge actually kicked off from the Hastings High, what, 40-yard line or 45-yard
line? 45-yard line, yeah. But Michael Sad jumped up and took the onside kick attempt there from the Dusters. No problem there for the Tigers. But, yeah, Holdridge there, you're kicking off from the other side of the field there from the Tiger side. You might as well attempt it, and especially trailing like this in the ball game. No harm, no foul, basically.
38-14 is the score. Hastings High out on top. We've got 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the football game as the Tigers going to go to work again as they hand the ball away. And now we got Mason Spilenick in there at quarterback for Hastings High. So we're going to see lots of new folks in and out of the ball game now as Tyler Rebarger has exited the ball game. His career is over now. Football-wise here at Hastings High, of course, he'll get ready for the basketball season coming up. And head coach Scott Rosno, head coach Rick Rebarger, final time they will play together here on the football field, the coach and the player out there. Second down and 8 yards to go. Hastings High with the ball on their own 35-yard line as the Tigers running with the football. And the ball may have popped loose down there, and it did. Hastings High running with their second teamers in there. And the ball came loose, and it's going to be recovered by Holdridge. So the third Hastings High turnover, and Holdridge will get the ball here at the Hastings High 37.
And Brock Dreher there with the carry for the Tigers there, the sophomore. Just looked like a good handoff there from Spilenick, but Duster is able to punch it loose again there. And like you said there, Mike, the third lost fumble this evening for the Tigers. I know that's not going to make Coach real happy, but at the same time, he's got to have a pretty big smile on his face, and I bet when Tyler went off the sideline right there, he's going to get a pretty big hug from his dad this evening.
So if Tyler comes out, yeah, he's going to be back out there defensively now. So Tyler Rebarger back into the ball game defensively, his usual spot back there. As Holdridge has got the ball back here, first down and 10 from the 37. Falk stays in there at quarterback for the Dusters. Hand off to Hamling. He brings the ball across the 35 down to about the 34-yard line. Hamling carrying the ball there, so still the front liner's in there for the Dusters. The tackle is made in there by Hastings High. That's going to be Wyatt Davis who gets the stop there for Hastings. Down to 3 minutes, 9 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings out on top of Holdridge tonight by a score of 38-14. Dusters is trying to make this one maybe a little bit more respectable here as Hastings High has got the big lead. They've had a good second half here for the Tigers. There's Folk. He's going to run the ball after faking it, and he runs right into the Tiger offensive or defensive line. wrestling down to the turf down there is going to be Gooden for Hastings High. Mark Gooden, and now the penalty flag is going to go down. The quarterback of Falk, just after he got hit by Gooden, and they were both getting up, he just kind of knocks the ball off of the back of Gooden. It's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct call here against Holdridge. So the two players were getting up, and they just flipped the ball into the back of Gooden. They go to Falk after he was nailed into play.
Now we got a line change for the Dusters.
Look at this. We've got 11 in, 11 out. Head coach Jason Hale says, let's bring in the...
And a good chance to get these seniors here for the Dusters. A nice round of applause from the hometown crowd here. No, it's not the way they wanted to walk off the field tonight, but a good chance to get them a final ovation from the fans.
So now we got Ben Beckerman in the ballgame at quarterback, and Jason Hale is going to call a timeout and make sure everybody's on the same page here. We've got a timeout, 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the football game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings High 38 and Holdridge Dusters 14.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Get max comfort, max gas mileage, and max affordability in an 04 Chevy Malibu Max. Has the sunroof, the DVD player, and 90,000 miles. Books for $7,975, yours for $7,375 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Oh, but Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Eric Boudreau is back here in Holdridge. What was the last time you majored your savings on car insurance? Speak to Jeb Brandt, your local Shelter Insurance Agency, for a free quote on auto, home, life, and health insurance today. Talk to Jeb Brandt, your Shelter Insurance Agent and proud supporter of area sports and athletes at 725 West 2nd Street in Hastings, or call 463-3003. As we come back, an attempted pass to the near sideline is going to be incomplete, and now Holdridge looking at a fourth down situation.
Yeah, Ben Berrickman there, the quarterback in here for Holdridge right now, tried to get the pass out here into the flat, and the Tigers were able to knock it away. Holdridge now this evening, quarterbacks combined, just 10 of 20 passing for 142 yards. The bulk of that 142 yards coming, of course, on their last possession.
So 38 to 14 is a fourth down. Beckerman's going to try to throw the ball. Here comes the pressure. Gets away, scrambling for his life. He's going to unload the ball downfield. It's going to be incomplete, and it's going to be an interference call here on Hastings High. Actually, the receiver and the defensive back, Zach Zimmerman, kind of got to their feet mixed up there. It's going to be a penalty flying down, and we'll see if this one stands. That was probably an uncatchable pass as well, but the official is going to make the call. It's going to be an interference call on Hastings. Tough break there for the Tigers.
Any other level, that thing gets waved off. The receiver for Holdridge, the defender for Hastings High, absolutely just got their feet mixed up. The Holdridge receiver stopped his route to try to jump up and catch the ball, which was well over his head. Wasn't going to be caught. The Tiger tried to stomp as well. Feet get mixed up. Duster falls to the ground. And penalty for first down for Holdridge.
So a 15-yard penalty on the Tigers. That's going to put the ball down now at the Hastings High 33-yard line. Holdridge trying to stick another one in the end zone here to make the score look respectable. It's 38-14. Hastings High has got the lead, and the Tigers have pretty well dominated this ball game. There's a running play as they try to slip it outside. He brings it to the 31. Running the play there was Colgrove, who's in the ball game now, a sophomore running back, so they move him from the 33 down to the 31-yard line. Just a short pickup there for the Holdridge Dusters. Did not get out of bounds, so the clock is running at the 2:08 mark. Hastings College in Morningside tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. Air time will be at 12 o'clock noon. Nebraska plays at Northwestern. We'll have that game on the breeze tomorrow, beginning with a pregame show at 9:30. Kickoff for the Huskers will be at 2:30. And now we got some more penalty flags down. Hastings High jumped defensively, but I think somebody jumped to the offensive side as well. So it's going to be a penalty marched off here on Holdridge for illegal procedure.
Hey folks, the Holdridge teammates program is still in.
So Hastings is going to improve to 3 wins and 6 losses on the season. That's how they're going to wrap up their year. Meanwhile, Holdridge will drop to 2 wins and 7 losses. Both of these teams missing out on the Class B state playoffs this year. Ball moved back here to the 37-yard line. Second down, 14 yards to go. Here's a running play. That's going to be stuffed again. The Tigers busting through there. Running the ball there is going to be Colgrove. And getting through there for Hastings High was Brandon Rotten, I think, is into the ball game now. A 5'10", 190-pound senior for head coach Rick Rebarger. They bring the ball back to the 41-yard line, so a loss of a couple of yards in a play. It's third down now and 17 yards to go as we approach 1 minute to go here at Kiefer Field in Holdridge. Now they're going to try the shotgun set here with the second and third teamers. This could be interesting here as they get away. Running the football there for the Dusters. In fact, they got some people in the ball game now. It's not on the roster. That's going to be number 12, Austin Marquardt, is into the ball game now as a quarterback. Another senior, 160-pounder, 5'8", getting a chance of things here. The third-string quarterback in there for the Dusters. So fourth down and 16 yards to go. Holdridge with the ball down here at the Hastings High, 39. Going to run at least one more play here as we're inside 40 seconds as Marquardt checks the play wristbands that all the Holdridge players have got on here. From the shotgun set, Marquardt is going to run the football. Marquardt across the 40-yard line, and Marquardt is going to be drugged down. Brandon Rotten gets his second tackle here on this series for the Hastings High Tigers. We're down to 23 seconds to play, and now it's going to bring up a first and 10 situation for Hastings High. Tigers going to come back out. We got some problems with the chain gang, and I think they fell asleep over there. Now we're going to get going in the right direction here. The Tigers have the ball, first down and 10 on their own 40-yard line. They're going to try to run one more play here. Mason Spilnick comes back out there for the Tigers. And we'll see what Hastings wants to do here to wrap things up. Hastings High with the lead, 38-14. And the Tigers are just going the victory formation here. And Spilnick will take one knee. And this season will be over for the Tigers. But they wrap it up nicely here as they pick up a win tonight over the Holdridge Dusters by the score of 38-14. So the Hastings High Tigers win the football game here tonight, and Hastings wraps up the season with two straight wins. They beat Lexington last week 25-20, and they take care of the Holdridge Dusters tonight in the final game of the regular season, 38-14. We'll come back and check all the numbers for you and get some more postgame information as we continue with high school football on 1230 KHAS.
More than beautiful flowers and green plants. See their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. For even more ideas, shop the Ooze and Oz lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National Event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four eligible Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
You often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or, what if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Eric Budera is back here in Holdridge tonight. Hastings High wins it by the score of 38-17. Welcome into the postgame show here tonight. We'll get you some final numbers coming up, coaches postgame show, and a whole lot more, so stick around for that. Get you the scoring in the ball game. Hastings High on their opening possession tonight. They go 15 plays and 73 yards. They get a touchdown from Tyler Rebarger from 3 yards out. Hastings used 6 minutes and 50 seconds off of the clock in the first quarter. They go out on top by a score of 7-0. They score with 5:04 left on the clock. Hastings High then fumbles a punt as they held Holdridge to 3 plays and out. They had to punt. They fumbled a football in the punt return. Holdridge takes over the 27-yard line. Dusters 3 plays, 27 yards. They get a 19-yard touchdown run from Brian Sunblade to tie the ball game up at 7 points apiece. Hastings getting a a punt return from Will Reimer in the second quarter of 50 yards to put him in good field position. They get an 8-yard touchdown run from Tyce Mathias. He went on top by a score of 14-7 in the second quarter. Hastings High again got a nice halfback pass thrown from Tanner Johnson to Will Reimer that took the ball inside the 3-yard line. But on the very next play, Tyler Rebarger fumbles the ball. Holdridge took over. That was with inside 2 minutes to play in the first half. So the ball game reaches halftime with Hastings High out on top by a score of 14-7. Second half belongs to the Tigers. They had a 4th-and-1 on the 34-yard line of Holdridge. They went for it. Tyler Rebarger, that was a 4th-and-1. Holdridge had the ball down at the Tiger 34-yard line. The Hastings High defense comes up with a big stop, so Hastings took over. 8 plays, they marched the 34 yards. They got it into the end zone for a touchdown from Rebarger. The PAT made it 21-7. Hastings then getting a punt return again from Will Reimer of 57 yards. Later on in the third quarter, and the Tigers had good field position, but they couldn't get it in the end zone. They got a 39-yard field goal from Michael Sand to go out on top 24-7. Hastings getting a 42-yard run from Michael Sand to go out on top 31-7. In the fourth quarter, they get a 90-yard touchdown run from Tyce Mathias, go out on top 38-7. And then it was a Holdridge scoring there late in the fourth quarter on a 19-yard touchdown pass from Dakota Falk to Marcus Van Epperen. 38-14, the final score here tonight as the Hastings High Tigers knock off the Holdridge Dusters. So Hastings will wrap up the season with a mark of 3 wins and 6 losses on the season. Hastings goes to 3-6, and it'll be Holdridge ending their season with a mark of 2 wins and 7 losses. We'll get you some final numbers here in the ball game tonight. Our final stats brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island and on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. For the Hastings High Tigers here in the ball game, 40 rushing attempts tonight for 323 yards in the ball game. They average 8.1 yards per carry. So Hastings High very good offensively tonight. Tyler Rebarger, 4 of 7, throwing the ball for 100 yards. They had 423 yards of total offense in the ball game. Will Reimer in the contest, he had a total of 3 receptions and 92 yards in the ball game. It was Mathias running the ball, 9 rushes for 127 yards. Derek Fast had 18 rushes for 64 yards tonight. Tyler Rebarger, 13 rushes for 45. Also running the ball for Hastings High tonight was Michael Sad, 4 rushes, 67 yards, and a touchdown. 18 first downs for Hastings High in the contest here tonight. Holdridge had only 9 first downs in the ball game. They had 202 yards of total offense. Holdridge rushing the ball 31 times for 60 yards tonight. They were 10 out of 20 passing the ball for 142 yards. So 202 yards of total offense for Holdridge compared to 423 for Hastings. 9 first downs for the Dusters. For the Holdridge offense, they got Marcus Van Epperen. He had 4 receptions, 51 yards, and a touchdown. Also here tonight, it was Alex Hamlin. He had 14 rushes tonight, 36 yards, and also carrying the ball for the Dusters was 21, Brian Sunblade. He had 3 rushes, 18 yards, and a touchdown. So Hastings High very good tonight offensively, very good defensively. Maybe one of the better games, Eric, that the Tigers have put together this year, and they do it in the final ball game of the season here against the Dusters.
Absolutely. 2 really superb games for the Tigers here back-to-back to end the season with the Tigers now in the south end zone tonight here. Congratulating the seniors, going down the line, a lot of hugs, a lot of high fives, congratulatory remarks here being passed out, and well deserved this evening. The stands across the field here have emptied out, and all the Hastings High faithful fans that have made the trip out west here to Holdridge, out on the field now to congratulate the boys. And really a well-played ball game for the Tigers. You take out a couple of the miscues, a couple of the fumbles, the one down on the goal line in the first half, the special teams miscue fumble, and then the late fumble here later with the reserves, and almost a flawless victory, for what you got to consider, all things considered tonight here for the Tigers.
Matt Garloff defensively had 7 tackles tonight for Hastings High. Also coming through a good night tonight, Tanner Johnson, he had 6 tackles. Will Reimer had 5 tackles on the defense as well, so Will had a good night tonight for Hastings High. So the Tigers win it over the Holdridge Dusters this evening by a score of 38-14. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school football continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
All right, back here with the player of the game after Hastings High wins it tonight over Holdridge by the score of 38-14. Of course, a big night again for Will Reimer, 92 yards receiving tonight, but also he had a couple of nice punt returns here tonight for Hastings High. We had Tyce Mathias go over the 100-yard mark rushing the ball. He had 9 rushes, 127 yards, a couple of touchdowns, including a 90-yarder here tonight. Derek Fast coming off of an injury, getting 18 rushes, 64 yards, and then you look at a guy on the defensive side of the ball, and Matt Karloff, who has led the defense all season long, he records another 7 tackles in the ball game here tonight. But one guy really stands out for the Tigers. We'll name him the player of the game. We'll tell you about that right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings High is going to be Will Reimer. Again, Will had 3 receptions, 92 yards in the ball game tonight. He had a couple of nice punt returns. He had one of 50 yards that set up the second touchdown for Hastings High. He had one of 57 yards later on in the ball game that set up a 39-yard field goal for Michael Satter. In addition to what he did there, he also had a good night defensively, coming up with 5 tackles for the Hastings High defense. So Will Reimer is going to be our player of the game tonight as Hastings High knocks off the Holdridge Dusters by the score of 38-14. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coach's postgame show. Up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in Central Nebraska.
The Coach's Postgame Show is presented by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Now back to the broadcast booth with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell.
Back here in Holdridge tonight, Jimmy again taking the weekend off. Eric Bedaris with us here this weekend as Hastings High knocks off the Holdridge Dusters by the score of 38-14. With everything that's taking place downstairs, Rick Rebarger and the team, we're going to talk with Brian Vetter, one of the assistant coaches for the Tigers up here on the postgame show. And Brian, like we said before we came on, this is probably the best game that Hastings High has put together tonight. Looked good in all phases of the game, offensively, defensively, and for the most part on special teams.
Yeah, we did. You know, things kind of all fell into place for us tonight. Like you said, defense, offense, special teams. And that's a credit to our senior class. You know, things haven't always went the way we've wanted throughout the course of the season, but those guys have been great leaders throughout the year, coming to practice, working hard every day. So that's a big tribute to those guys.
Coach, I know you guys were going to come out fired up last football game for a lot of these guys, and you guys really, we thought, made a statement there with your opening drive, a 15-play drive that went 73 yards, ate almost 7 minutes off the clock. You threw it twice, and one of those was a big third-down conversion to Will Reimer there. Just talk about that opening drive and the statement that made.
Yeah, that was a great way to start the game. You know, like you said, a nice long methodical drive down the field where we took care of the football. You know, our assignments were good. We made some good checks at the line of scrimmage. And again, I can't say enough about the senior class who's just provided great leadership for this team throughout the season. And that was, like you say, a great way to start that game.
And something that's really kind of been plaguing you guys the past couple of weeks has been problems on special teams. And tonight it kind of rears its head on the next series there as you hold Holdridge the 3 plays and out the punt. You fumble the football, and that's when they kind of got back into the ballgame.
Yeah, I mean, special teams can swing a game, no doubt about it. But our kids did a nice job of sticking together. They didn't get down on one another, and they're all about the next play. And that's what they focused on, and it showed.
And it was only a couple of possessions later there in the second quarter. Special teams makes the big play for you. Will Reimer gets the big 50-yard punt return, set you guys up in perfect position to take the lead there.
That's exactly right, and that's kind of just what I was talking about. You know, something bad happens. Our kids know how to deal with adversity, and they came back and made a big play for us and set us up great there deep in their territory.
Well, talk about Will tonight, a 50-yard punt return, a 57-yard punt return, 3 receptions, 92 yards on offense, and he has, 5 tackles on defense. Sensational ball game for him.
Yeah, he's just, I mean, not just an all-around great football player, but an all-around great kid. I can't say enough about Will. Great leader. You know, you saw what he did on the field tonight, and he's been doing that for us all year long. So we were just very lucky to have him and a number of those seniors to provide that core for our team.
Talk about that halfback pass there right before halftime. Something that Coach Rebarger has it pulled out of his bag of tricks. That is about as tricky as we're going to see out of the coach, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, we practiced that quite a bit the last couple of weeks, and he felt comfortable about running it, so he made the call, and it turned out good for us. It got us deep in their territory.
Down to the 3-yard line, and then Tyler fumbles the ball, unfortunately, right before halftime. So you guys went at that point by a score of 14-7. Probably went in the locker room at halftime thinking that the game should be maybe 21-0 or possibly 28-0.
Sure. Yeah, I think that feeling was there. But our kids were confident. Our coaching staff was confident that we would take the football down deep in their territory again, and we were going to be there again, so we just told our guys, stay the course, keep doing what you're doing, and things will turn out for us.
I think you guys come out in the third quarter and just absolutely asserted yourself. I think particularly on defense, 4 of the 10 plays that Holdridge ran in the third quarter went for negative yardage. Another one went for no yards there in the third quarter. Really, you guys, that's when you took over.
Yeah, and I mean, our defense has played solid all year long. They had a good game plan going into the game. They've had a good game plan week in and week out. And you're right, they just kind of took over there in the third quarter there.
They had 202 yards of total offense. Holdridge did all night long, but basically kept them in check all night long on defense. They really didn't get to anything going. Had a couple of plays here at the end where they made some I don't know if you call them unbelievable catches. They kind of threw it up there. They got a jump ball in this situation. But overall, I thought, like we said when we started, the best performance that the Tigers have put together tonight.
Right. And they just kept our defense kept everything in front of them. Our defensive ends played great. You know, Cody Newland, Mark Gooden, our linebacking core with Matt Karloff. Those guys just played great. They were everywhere tonight.
Talk about Karloff and the season that he has had. Boy, it's just been amazing all year long watching him.
It has been, and you know he's banged up right now, and you know he's played through it. He did a great job for us tonight.
Well, the emotion on the sideline tonight, you know, maybe as the clock starts to tick down in the fourth quarter, you know, Coach Rehbarger, he's got his son out there, all the seniors that have put their blood, sweat, and tears into this program for the last 4 years. Talk a little bit about the emotion there that you guys experienced.
It was, you know, I'm upstairs, so I'm just kind of hearing it secondhand over the headsets. But, you know, it's sure nice to hear those kids enjoying those few, you know, those last few seconds of the game with their teammates. And we always talk about, you know, leaving the program in better shape than when you got there, and that's definitely something the senior class has done for us.
So you leave the season with a couple of wins over Lexington and Holdridge, a nice way to wrap up the season. Now you go into the tough off season and the winter conditioning and things like that, but you've got to have a better feeling now that after picking up two wins.
Sure, yeah. I mean, you can't end the season, you know, from our standpoint any better, picking up those two wins to go into the off season. And the last couple off season, we've had great participation, great attendance in the weight room and conditioning. So that's a great way to start that for us.
Okay, congratulations on the end here.
Thank you.
Brian Venter, one of the assistant coaches for Hastings High. Again, the Tigers picking up a win tonight over the Holdridge Dusters by the score of 38-14. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Football.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
So Hastings High wins it here tonight over Holdridge. Final score of 38-14. Tigers wrap up the season. 3 wins, 6 losses on the season. They missed the Class B state playoffs this year. Holdridge will finish out their year 2-7. But like we talked with the coach, Eric, a nice way to end the season. 2 wins last week over Lexington, 25-20. And tonight really dominating this football game, winning on a score of 38-14.
It's going to be a fun ride home for these guys. It's going to be a fun weekend for these guys. These kids, they earned it. They played great. You can see it, especially in the last couple of games. They really peaked here at the end of the season. You just kind of wish that maybe they could have got this going, you know, in September. But, you know, to end the season like this, these kids are going to remember these last couple of games for a long, long time.
So Hastings High wins it here tonight by a score of 38-14. Eric, we will catch you tomorrow. We'll have a good one between the Broncos and the Mustangs at Lloyd Wilson Field.
Going to be a black and blue affair. Looking forward to that one.
It'll be a 12 o'clock start tomorrow for the Broncos. That'll be the Tony Harper pregame show. It'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff as the number 4-ranked Morningside in town to take on 14th-ranked Hastings College. Stick around. We got more action coming up. We've got the CPI.